Blog Talk Radio.
How is he going to make it if the pastor behaves that way? He's gotten delivered. He's trying to make it. But what he sees, before he got saved, he cussed a lot. And now he's saved, but the preacher cussed. Every one of us are responsible for fostering an atmosphere of deliverance where people can say, such were some of you, but now you are washed. Now you are justified. Now you are sanctified. Our church is the greatest church in the world, but we can stand a little polishing. I want you to know that the criticism of our church for some of all of these.
You're now tuned in to Culture Freedom Radio right here on TalkShoe.com, where we keep it raw and uncut, and most definitely we are here to liberate the minds of the people. Culture Freedom Radio, yes it is, the home of conscious talk radio and much, much more. Come check us out right here on TalkShoe.com. Culture Freedom Radio. Be in the house, in the house,
in the house. And yes, sir, brothers and sisters, we are most definitely up in his house. We are most definitely up in his house right here on this magnificent Friday night, y'all. This is January 26, 2024. I didn't realize, hell, it was the 26th already, y'all. I didn't realize it was that late in the month. Oh, yes, sir. Hey, check it out, family. Check it out, my brothers and sisters. Yes, sir. Lions Vibe Radio is in the house tonight, y'all. Open conversation right here with Lions Vibe Radio. Yes, sir, indeed. Hosted by none other than your brother's daddy, is the Maury David Israel, yes, sir. Y'all heard what I said. I said the Moray David Israel, also Rabbi David Israel in the house tonight, y'all. Yes, sir. Oh, y'all know it's finna go down tonight, like Betty Wright up in this house. Yes, sir, and I am your brother right here, Brother Moray Ariah Israel, also known to you as Brother Sunray 9 in this house tonight. Hey, we up in this house. Yeah, tonight, got a couple of things. We want to lay out on the table a couple of things. We want to talk to you tonight again, brothers and sisters. Y'all know it. The lions are in the house. The lions are most definitely in the house, and we are ready to roar. Yes, indeed. Ready to roar. Oh, yes, sir. Come on in the house, y'all. Sit down. Some of y'all probably already sitting down, but yes, sir. Get ready. Let's get into these conversations tonight right here with y'all good brothers right here in the house. Hey, I got to say this, y'all. I got so excited. I almost forgot to say this. Shabbat Shalom. Yes, sir. This is Shabbat Eve to all of my Israelite brothers out there, to the brothers and sisters out there who even practice Judaism. So Shabbat Shalom for those who are getting ready. And those of you who are probably not in the Israelite nation will say you're Jewish. Because there's a lot of people who observe Shabbat, like the seventh day of Venice. They observe what they call the Sabbath as well. So, yes, sir. So Shabbat Shalom to them as well out there. So, hey, brothers and sisters, we're delighted to be in the house tonight. One more time, y'all, this number tonight, if y'all got any questions, things y'all want to throw out to us tonight, hey, you can call in again, brothers and sisters, right here. The number is 319-527. Let me see here. I'm trying to see. Okay, say I sound low, brother. Let me check what's going on. Let me check right here. The sound better, Dave? The sound a little bit better? Okay, because I kind of got myself turned up here.
Yeah, you got to turn yourself up a little bit.
Okay, I'm kind of up loud. Let me see.
It just sounds like you like gargling underwater a little bit.
Oh, shit. Well, I tell you what, go ahead and open this up, brother. Go ahead and introduce you. Well, you ain't got to introduce you. Go ahead up. I'm going to switch to my cell phone then and get off this mic. Go ahead, brother. I'm going to switch while you're doing that.
Yes, sir. I got you, my dear brother. I want to say, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, sir. I can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay. I want to say for everybody, Live Vibe Radio, y'all know, I like to start y'all off with a greeting and a blessing from Yah Elohim, Yahweh. Like say Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu, Melech HaOlam, HaMotzi Lakam Min HaAretz. I would like to say, Hail Israel, the Lord our God, Yahweh is one. And I would like to give shout outs to Lions Vibe Radio, Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. I would like to give a shout out to our good dear brother who just introed us in, Moray Ariah Israel. And tonight, you know, we're doing an open conversation. So tell you I am the Moray David Israel, Rabbi David Israel. Some of y'all might know the Chief Rabbi David Israel. So tonight, we have an open conversation, but I want to get some things out of off my chest tonight. Y'all know I was gone for a little while. I took a break from ministry, but like I said, but by the grace of God, Yah has brought me back to his presence. Like I said, to just him and Liberation Tabernacle Yah and Lions Vibes Radio. And I sure do thank you. No matter what differences me and Moray Ariah Israel may have sometimes, we still brothers. Yeah, we are still brothers. And we going to stay as brothers, you know, regardless. So I would like to say, thank y'all for staying humble and staying, you know, in the faith and you know, listening to Live Vibe Radio, Liberation Tabernacle, Yah. You know, our good dear brother, Maury Ariyah Israel, I know he's been teaching, and he's been teaching hard. And that is something that is needed in Israel. So I'm a start off with a scripture. Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, and the first verse. Y'all know the Maury loves to start off with scriptures. And Maury Ariyah Israel, he know where I'm going with this. So you already know where I'm going to start off at. He already know. Y'all don't know that's listening, but y'all know he know, because he know what is heavy on my heart. And some of y'all know, made, y'all listen to us every year.
What is it? Bring it out. Bring it out.
I'm a show, bring it out. So I'm going to the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, the first verse. It says, it shall be that if you hearken to the voice of Hashem Yahweh, to observe, to perform all his commandments that I command you this day, then Hashem Yah Elohim will make you supreme over all the nations of the earth. All these blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you hearken to the voice Hashem Yah. So, as y'all know, Liberation Tabernacle Yah, Maury Ariyah Israel, Maury David Judah Israel, we believe in Tanakh. We believe in Torah. We don't believe that we're cursed here. So we believe if you don't follow Yah Elohim's commandments, then you gonna be under the rulership of Satan or the devil. Okay? And that's somebody who y'all don't want to be under, because he is wicked as hell. So we follow the law, statutes, commandments at Liberation Tabernacle Yah. So for those who don't follow the law, statutes, commandments, this is what happens. Deuteronomy 28:15. It says, but if it will be that if you do not hearken to the voice of Hashem Yahweh, to observe, to perform all his commandments and all his decrees that I command you this today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. So me and Maury Ariyah Israel, we're not cursed, because we don't believe we're a cursed people, because we follow Yah Elohim. We follow his laws, statutes, commandments. So like the Christians, the Muslims, the Messianic brothers who follow Jesus and Yahushua and Yeshua, y'all are going to be under that curse because you have chosen not to follow Yah. Some of y'all follow Jesus, y'all follow Yahushua, you follow Yeshua, but you don't know who Yah is. So y'all going to be cursed. You always hear people like IUIC talking about we under the curse. Yeah, you under the curse because you don't follow Yah. That's why. And we know we don't teach that, but y'all are damn cursed because y'all don't follow Yah. Y'all follow Christ. Y'all follow Yahushua. You follow Yeshua, but you don't follow Yah Elohim. So there's one particular curse that I see that's plaguing people who are in this place right follow the Torah. And there's one thing that I see that is plaguing y'all. This is one of the curses that are upon you all, not me. Deuteronomy 28:43. And since the stranger who is among you will ascend above you higher and higher. So stranger is pretty much the foreigners, the Middle Eastern, the damn Spanish, the Mexicans, the Dominicans, and the Haitians, and the Jamaicans, and the Trinidadians, all these people that ain't from here. They're over you all. Now, Moray REI is real. I mean, we all both know that that camp shit is trash because they are cursed. They are cursed. So this applies to y'all niggas in them camps. Y'all follow the 12 tribe chart. Y'all say Puerto Ricans and Dominicans and Mexicans and all of them are your brothers. They're not our goddamn brothers. Hell no. If they ain't you, they ain't our brothers. So they are the stranger that's ascending above you higher and higher. You go to the camps, they got Mexicans teaching their ass. They got Dominicans teaching them. How the hell are you going to teach a Hebrew and you speak Spanish? That can't happen. So it says, while you will descend lower and lower, he will lend to you, but you will not lend to him. He will be a head, but you will be a tail. So the reason why I went into those scriptures in y'all cursed, so-called cursed messianic camps about the strangers being higher and rising above you and being above you is because there's an article that I went, that I found on Spectrum News, NY, New York. Now, there's something that's plaguing it. Moray REI, we know a lot of these 12 chop camps come up out of New York. We know that, right? You said, y'all know,
yes, sir.
They teach about all the Mexicans and Dominicans and Puerto Ricans and everybody, Haitians, Jamaicans. It's all in Israel. They're all your brothers. They're equal to you. Now, y'all so-called Judah, so-called African-Americans that are in New York that are claiming these other peoples. This article on Spectrum News NY, it's written January 26, 2024. It's an article by Patrick Idcroft in Spectrum News staff, New York City. It says New York City signed $77 million contract with hotels to house migrant families, been homeless before. As an American, they don't help no damn Americans out. I'm a Hebrew American. I'm a Jew in America, and they ain't never helped my ass out. Moray REI, you know, what do you say? The help comes at the end of your own hand, the end
yes,
of your own arm.
That's when Dr. York said.
They signed bills for migrant families. Now, migrant families are the people that ain't from here. Now, let's read this. It says, the city has finalized a nearly $77 million emergency contract to shelter migrant families at 15 hotels in Brooklyn, Queens, and the Bronx. Officials said Wednesday, the hotel will reserve rooms for asylum-seeking families for up to 28 days under the contract with the Hotel Association of New York City for the city's Department of Housing Preservation and Development confirms rooms will be available through the month of July. The hotels are meant as a backup plan if space runs out at city shelters. After 28 days, families who are still seeking shelter will be directed to city's humanitarian emergency response and release senses to receive another placement. Goddamn. So I'm going to stop right there. It says, let me keep going real quick. It says, HPD spokesperson said the contract will give the city the time and space to negotiate future rates as officials continue to respond to migrant crisis. Now, listen at this shit. You got all these camp leaders, Zapat, Nathaniel Ray. They are all so-called black Americans. I'm going to tell you something. I've been homeless. They don't offer no goddamn fucking help to no American families. None. But they helping out Jesus. They helping out Hector. They helping out Lopez and Garcia and Rodriguez. They helping out Hernandez. They helping out Ivy Queen. And what are some other damn names? El Chapo cousins. But they ain't helping out no so-called Judah Americans. Y'all niggas know damn well y'all need to stop putting these people in with you all. Because they help these people out. But they ain't helping none of y'all niggas out here. They helping out LGBT. They helping out the Arabs. The Arabs come over here, get corner stores, get liquor stores. Get the damn boss bill. They helped all these goddamn people. But they ain't helping out no Americans. That's a shame. That's a shame. This is some article. There's a article that Moray REI has sent me earlier. He sent me something about this guy named Mobsam Samadov. And when he sent me this, this was kind of interesting. Now, y'all know I talk shit with damn Arabs and all them damn cornerstone towelhead, alhamdulillah Arab, you know, the one who walk around with sandals and all that shit on. Y'all know I talk shit about the people. I don't care. They racist as hell. They don't like Negroes. Negroes don't like Negroes. But right along with the Spanish Mexicans coming over here getting shit, this is something that you all have to be watchful of. ABC7 Chicago, it says Texas authorities arrest group of 10 migrants at southern border. Now, this is an article by Rosa Flores. It was done January 21st, 2024. Now, there's something I want to read. I want to read for some of y'all out here. There was a guy that was up here, and he was threatening some of the people. I guess at the border he was. Now, there's a guy named Mobsam Samadov. Now, let's go ahead and read this article. I ain't going to read the whole thing, but I'm going to read the parts where it's talking about it. This guy. We get on down to the parts where it's talking bad about this guy. So, it says right here. It says, migrants, and I'm going to scroll down to this article. It says, Texas authorities arrested migrants at Shelby Park in Eagle Pass, Texas, late Wednesday evening, and charged them with criminal trespassing, making the first arrest of migrants since the state took control of the area at U.S.-Mexico border last week. An official said the arrests were announced by Lieutenant Chris Olivares at Texas Department of Public Safety on social media, where he also posted videos on X showing migrants being handcuffed and taken by authorities. Now, and I'm a go down a little more. I'm gonna go down a little more. It says that it says right here. Let me go down to this article. It says migrants arrested for criminal trespassing first face the state charge before they are transferred to U.S. Border Patrol's officials. Olivares said the arrest took place at Shelby Park and private lands, where the landowner granted the state authority to make arrests. The arrest came as tensions flared between Texas and federal officials over the ongoing migrant surge at the U.S.-Mexico border. The Biden administration informed state officials that they had until the end of Wednesday to stop blocking the U.S. Border Patrol's access to a 2.5-mile stretch along the U.S.-Mexico border. According to a letter that's from the Department of Homeland Security, exclusively by CNN over the weekend. Now, this is something that the fact that they are, you know, was letting these people come in here, and they ain't got no kind of background checks. You know, that is something that you all, you know, should be looking at. There's another article on This Was TV.com. It's an article by Christy Ulock. It's about this guy, and he was at this Texas border. And he was one of the guys terrorizing the people at coming in into the border, some of the U.S. people. So this guy that it kind of shined a light on, but not really. But let's get into it. It's Bob Samadov, the man terrorizing Texas border. Bob Samadov is a theologian, a doctor, and a political figure, and a convicted terrorist. Is he the person in the viral border video? Let's explore. He was born in the year 1966 on September 4th in Quaba, Azerbaijan. Oh, goddamn. It says, Mav Sam served as a medical service lieutenant at Azerbaijan Armed Forces. He has also worked as a chief doctor in Dagar village of the Gilbar district for 2 years. His political career began in the early 90s as a member of the People's Front of Azerbaijan. After being involved in politics for a while, he became the elected chairman of Gubar branch of the Islamic Party of Azerbaijan. Mavsam's political career came to a pause where he got arrested in year 2011 for various charges, some suggesting terrorism. Now, it says he is currently trending for an alleged encounter with a media person in the southern borders of the USA. So it says, if mob sounded out the man in the video, and this guy looked just like this guy. Now, I don't know if Maury Arriaga played the video of what this brother was saying, but he was the fact that he was a Middle Eastern he was at the border. I don't know if you can play that video, can you?
Yeah, I got it loaded up. Let me give one second.
I'm going to tell y'all something. This guy was at the border threatening the U.S. Talking about, and I'm going to let him say it since you know, he can play.
Enough to know who I am.
Okay, hold up.
Hey, by the way. If you are smart enough, you would know.
Hello, can you hear it, Dave?
You got to turn it way up.
I don't know what's going on with the sound. Let me see.
Hey, by the way, if you are smart enough, you will know who I am. But you are really not smart enough to know who I am. But soon you're going to know who I am. Very easy.
Wow, very easy. The entitlement.
No, believe me, I'm much better than that.
The entitlement, guys. Wow.
Soon. Hey, by the way.
You can do it again. Because what he told them, he was telling them, he said, soon you will know who I am. Believe me, you will see. You will see. Let me see, can I play it one more time, brothers and sisters?
Hey, by the way, if you are smart enough, you will know who I am. But you are really not smart enough to know who I am. But soon you're going to know who I am. Very easy.
The entitlement.
No, believe me, I'm much better than that.
The entitlement, guys. Wow.
Yeah, hear the accent. He's an Arab. Yeah, he looked just like the person you're talking about. But go ahead, Dave. I hope they could hear it.
But, you know, now this article was talking about this guy. Now, the fact that he is sneaking across the border with Mexicans, I'm going to bring something to y'all attention. And I'm going to make a cross comparison because Maury Arriaga already know. I'm going to get on these damn Arabs. Let's go to Genesis, the 16th chapter of the book of Bereshit. Let's see what, because, you know, he just pretty much put out there a threat. And I'm going to show y'all what the Arabs is known for. They're known for that shit, so because I'm gonna tell you something, I ain't never heard no Mexican talk like that. I ain't never heard no damn Mexican say, "You gonna know who I am?" Who? Shit. So Genesis, the 16th chapter, the 11th verse. It says, "And the angel of Hashem said to her, behold, you will conceive and give birth to a son. You shall name him Ishmael, for Hashem has heard your prayer, and he shall be a wild ass of a man, his hand against everyone, and everyone's hand against him, and over all his brothers shall he dwell." Now, like you were saying, he was talking, you going to know who I am. Them Arabs got some nasty ass attitude. They wanted to start the slave trade. They were. Now, when we're looking at that guy, he was crossing the border through Mexico, from Mexico. I'm going to put y'all on to something about this. A lot of these Arabs and Middle Easterns claim Spanish. I don't know if some of y'all noticed or not, but the actress Selma Hayek is a Arab. She might say she's a Mexican, but she's an Arab. lot of people don't know that. But when we're looking at America and we're looking at some of these Spanish people, some of these Spanish people are Arabs, look just alike. French Montana, he's a Moroccan Arab. But when he first came out, he would say he was Puerto Rican. There's a thought, a video hole on the show Love and Hip Hop named Nikki Mood Harris. She, when she first came out, she was saying she was Italian and Puerto Rican, but they couldn't find out she was a damn Arab, a Moroccan Arab. DJ Khaled also. Now, some of these people are disguising themselves. A lot of these people are disguising themselves as American. Now, in New York City, I've been to New York. You can't tell the damn difference. You can't tell the damn difference. You can't tell the difference. You can't. Them damn people, man, I'm going to tell you something. You blend all in. You know, so that's something that y'all have to be mindful of. During 9-11, when 9-11 happened, a lot of these Arabs were claiming Spanish. A lot of them was a lot of them damn Arab girls walk around. They took a little hijab off and was putting on the little makeup like it was Mexican women. So, yeah, that's something y'all have to be very mindful of. So y'all letting in all these damn people, you don't know who the fuck they is. Y'all have to be very careful. And I'm going to tell you something. The rates are very high. They are very high, at an all-time high, because they're known for that shit. It's in their Quran. They have female sex slaves. They still do. Shoot. So, hell, you see how they screwed up Egypt? Shit. So, yeah, that's all I got to say. I'm going to let Morey Ariad take it over because, like I said, you know, let me finish this off. Yes, they take it over. They take it the hell over. You shit. So, yeah, y'all better be very careful. Hell, there's a show called Shaws of Sunset. And I'm going to tell you something. It's on, I think it used to come on Bravo. I looked at it for a little while. And Jermaine Jackson, right, from the Jacksons. Y'all know, ticket personal. He was married to a lady named Asia Sultan Romani. Who is Iranian?
I remember her.
Go look at any of y'all know about the Shaws of Sunset. Look up that show. Some of them damn Persian women look just like damn Spanish women. Look just like Spanish women. Some of them are over here claiming that shit. So, like I said, y'all letting in terrorists, y'all letting in people who are, you don't know who their backgrounds is. Shit. I'm going to take El Chapo, goddammit. Griselda Blanca. Y'all don't know who they are. I look at Univision. I've been looking at Univision for years. Them damn people, go look at it. They got a new show called Premier Impacto. Every day in Spanish countries, drug wars. They got drug wars here, but I'm talking about over there. They walk around with AK-47s in the jails, Brazil. They got guns in jails. So if y'all want those people over here, go on here. But for me, hell no. I don't want them living next door to me. I can't even trust niggas that I know. Shit, me and Morey Ariad, we know about the black devils. Shit, yeah, I don't even want niggas living next door to me. Let alone some goddamn Arabs. Let alone some goddamn Mexicans and shit. Shit, and You got these, and something I'm going to put out there, and I'm going to find this article. You got black people fight black, you got black transgender people, black LGBT standing next to brown Latinos in the fight for rights. Y'all need to stop that shit. Cause like I said before, y'all black homosexuals, black LGBT, y'all go to jail and get fucked up. But you ain't gonna see no Latinos going no goddamn jails and get no fucked up. They going there and get hormone treatments. They get all these rights for LGBT. But you black damn LGBT and you black homosexuals, y'all get treated like shit. So, yeah, they standing with them, and that's a damn shame because they ain't standing with your black ass. Shit, it's wrong to be homosexual. It's wrong to be transgender. And y'all black motherfuckers, y'all standing with these goddamn people. Y'all need to stop that shit. And you black Hebrew Israelite camps, y'all need to stop putting that 12 tribe talk. Because I'm going to tell you something. It's just because it's not no Mexicans. And Ephraim is not Puerto Rican. Manasseh is not Cubans. They ain't nowhere in the Bible. Ain't nowhere in the Bible. Ain't nowhere in the Torah. Me and Moray Ariyah, we done broke this shit down before. Ephraim and Manasseh is not no Cuban, Puerto Rico, and the Simeon and the Levi is not no Dominican and no Haitian. So,
damn.
Yeah. That's enough. I'm going to save that for another day. Cause we might go into that tonight. We don't know if the Most High Yah takes us in that spirit. The Ruach HaKodesh leads us there. We might be able to break that shit down.
So,
but
Brother
right
Dave,
now, yeah.
I got to ask you a question. So, I ain't mean to cut you there. So, you saying Ephraim is not Puerto Rican?
Hell no.
So you saying Brother Justice is not on the 12 tribe chart? You said Justice is a Puerto Rican, so he's not Ephraim.
Hell no, he ain't.
You know I'm messing with you. Hey, brother, peace to our good brother Justin. He listening in. You know I had to throw that in there to mess with him at the same time. Cause Dave on the line. Peace, Justin. You
hey,
know gotta,
peace. Can y'all
like
hear
Michael
me?
Michael Jackson. I'm starting something, Justin. I'm starting something. Peace
yeah.
to you.
Hey, what's up, Justice, man? We love you, man. It's good to hear you again, man.
Hey, it's so good to hear your voice, Chief Rabbi, man. I'm telling you. And I don't know, I didn't know exactly what you was talking about because I had just came in when you was talking about DJ Khaled or the other dude, the rapper dude, the light skinned rapper
Montana.
Dude,
French Montana.
Yeah. I'm on YouTube and they were saying that French Montana is gay with Puff Daddy and Drake, and they share French Montana back and forth.
Damn.
They all gay. All them niggas is fruitcakes. They all fuck with trannies too. They all weirdos. So, you know, entertainment industry, everybody's a weirdo out there. So, just, I ain't shocked about that shit. All them people. Al Sharpton the damn fruitcake too.
Oh, come on now.
You messed up that time, Dave. Oh, you fucked up.
Yeah,
with
you crossed the line on that one, there, brother. I've never seen a man kiss another man, but I seen Rick Ross do it. I seen Puff Daddy and Baby do it, and Lil Wayne and them, and a whole bunch of others. Even T.D. Jakes might got a little kiss somewhere from a man. I don't know.
Damn.
But a lot of them out there.
We were just having an open line conversation, Jay. It wasn't nothing in particular. We just having a conversation. Just having an open conversation.
That's great, man. It's so good because you guys was the dynamic duo before I even knew you. And I used to listen to y'all, and just like Chief was doing, he is just, you know, tearing into what's going on in the world with some of the entertainers. And I remember back when I first started listening to y'all, he was talking about these rappers who following and saying they're going to sell their soul and commit suicide for Marilyn Manson or something way back. And he was talking about that. And he always dropping something about what's going on in the entertainment world, which I really do like, because I've been checking out a lot of Nino Brown stuff, and that keep you on point, too, to a lot of stuff that we might not hear about he'd bring it forward for his channel. And he'd try to, like, enlighten people or warn people on certain issues, because it's real out here what Satan is doing and trying to control people's minds and take over everything and give you fake everything and artificial everything and nothing real. I mean, how could that be of the creator when all you get from the enemy is all kind of fake stuff and all kind of immaterial or artificial, and everything's artificial you know, everything's is an illusion in a sense to trick you into believing it's going to be good for you. And then they got all this artificial fake meat now. They approve you can have, you can buy you some chicken at one of your favorite fast food restaurant, and chances are now it was laboratory grown meat. And you're not going to know what you eat. You don't know what kind of ingredient that is, but they tell you it's some cells and some, you know, I mean, you could do some research on it, and it don't sound nothing that I want to eat. So, but I'm going to be back and forth and in and out when I can, and I'll throw my little one up when I can chime in, but I'm going to be, you know, I'm multitasking tonight, you know, like Chief Rabbi used to do, so I'm doing that too. So whenever I can, I'm going to chime in.
Your mic, just, I'm going to just leave your mic open. You know, you can just mute your phone.
Okay, and I'll mute myself.
Your mic open. Yeah, that way you ain't got to keep pushing one. You know, you control it on your end.
Thank you very much.
All right, yeah, PG. I got to share this story with y'all too, brothers. I don't know if I told y'all personally off air. Tragic situation. But the Most High, but I tell you, the Most High worked out. It could have ended up tragic, but the Most High worked things out. Last week we got iced out here in the city of Memphis. We had an iced out day. We had weather below zero, freezing temperatures here in the city of Memphis on last week. And last Saturday, my wife's cousin, she was on her way to work by 1 o'clock in the morning. And as she was, her husband was taking her to work, she said she looked on the sidewalk and she saw a baby car seat. I think it was a car seat or a carriage or whatever. I think it was a car seat. And for some reason, I know what it was, the Most High, but I'm just going to say for some reason, she said she told her, they kind of passed by the car seat. And she said, told her husband, back up, back up. And she backed back up by the car seat. And she said she let her window down. And she started hearing the baby crying. Hey, it's a baby in there. It's a baby in there. So he ends up getting out of the car, and sure enough, it was a baby in that car seat. Now, mind you, brothers and sisters, it was 1 o'clock in the morning, Saturday night, and it was like 18 degrees last Saturday night, 18 degrees. And they said when she heard the baby crying, and she opened up the end. Somebody had left a note, a young lady, but it was a note in there. It said, I am 19 years, my name is so-and-so, so-and-so. I'm 19 years of age, and I can't take care of this baby in this condition. And what she mean, this condition, the baby had a, a colostomy bag or something like that. The baby had one of those bags on. Baby, 1 month old, had a colostomy bag on him. So anyway, they got the baby and they took the baby to the hospital. I mean, to the fire station and things. They didn't know the baby had a colostomy bag, but anyway, they know the baby, you know, was wet, and they had to come by Pampers. And then when they tried to change the baby, that's when they found out the baby had, you know, the colostomy bag. But anyway, my wife's cousin was saying when they took the baby to the fire station, she told them the situation. She said, "Man, those grown men were just crying their damn eyes out. She said one guy, the fireman, he just dropped to his knees and just cried like on the way. He said, because his wife just had a baby. And just the idea that baby was out there in that freezing goddamn weather. And just, you know, could imagine what could have happened if they hadn't, you know, if she hadn't have been curious enough. And I say curious. And just like, and I would say, I just don't want to say curious. I know what it were. There were two things I told my wife. I said, you know what it were? Because she have like three girls her own. And I said, one thing were, first of all, it was the Most High to just make her go and just get that baby. Look at that. What would I did that baby see? Now, here it is. There are all these other cars passing by. Nobody thought. I said, what may, I mean, just for her, like, out of curiosity, the baby see. You know, who would have thought about? Now, let me check and see if there's a baby in that thing, because people just passing by. And she thought, though, like, wait a minute. Back up. Let me check that. And sure enough, it was a baby in there. So I was able to Most High, like I said, you know, people who probably don't believe in it, hell, I do. I believe in things like this. They believe the Most High led her. And another thing I had someone, I was like, there was that mother instinct for her being that mother that she is, was that mother instinct. Just seeing that child in car seat, it was, those are the things with me, y'all. But yeah, that happened here. And so right now they are trying to, I guess, they might be the problem. I don't know if they located the young lady or not, but they're going to lock her ass up, though. But they most definitely going to lock her ass up for that one. But, yeah, man, she was hurt, you know, as well because of, you know, knowing, seeing that condition and just kind of, you know, made her, messed her up for them to find a baby out there in 18-degree cold. And it was iced up, still ice, a lot of ice out there, and that baby sitting on the sidewalk. But the girl could have took the baby anywhere to the fire station, anywhere, but for her to say, I can't take this baby, you know, deal with this baby like this, and you left it on the sidewalk in the goddamn cold. I tell y'all, man, I for me, I'm just, I don't have no sympathy for it. Whatever they do to it, I have no sympathy. Maybe I'm fucking being heartless, but is for what she did to that baby, that was like, I see it, it's just my opinion. I said they need to charge her ass with attempted murder. That's my thing. I would charge her ass with attempted murder because, like I said, you could have and damn all that. She's 19. She's young. She probably was afraid. No, F that. You could have took the baby to somewhere else where people were at hospitals. Like I said, a hospital, the police department, the fire station, anywhere. Anywhere, but you left the baby in the freaking cold, and that baby could have died. What if, you know, if it wasn't my cousin or somebody else, they wouldn't have found that baby. It would have been a tragic story. Here, right after that, I think yesterday, they found a newborn baby in Mississippi somewhere, a newborn right behind the trash dumpster in Mississippi. My wife said, they said it was this baby was a Hispanic baby this time, but a newborn baby behind a trash dumpster. I tell you, man, that's why the people are sick out here, man. People are sick. It's a sick-ass world. When I played that song, we playing that song, Dietrich Haddon, we're living in a sick world. We truly are living in a sick-ass world out here, man. It's some sick shit. But I would charge her ass. I'm sorry, y'all. I would charge her ass with attempted murder. I mean, shit, no. I mean, there's no excuse for that one. My brother even said, hey, man, she could have took the baby to a Family Dollar in hell and dropped the baby off inside a Family Dollar. At least people would have, we were saying this because somebody would have been in there and they would have seen the baby because, you know, Family Dollar would have been open. Yeah, they would have seen that. But you left the baby out there. No, probably nobody would have seen the baby. Thank God it did, man. Thank the Most High it did. All praise to, you know, for the baby, man. And prayer's been going out. And, but it's just, it's sad, man. It's sad the shit that is going on out here, man. And, yeah, I just had to share that story. That was a tragic situation, man. And Brother Dave, get back right something. Dave was talking about this border situation. I'm looking at on Twitter here, and I'm, you know, and I go back to this before I say this. I've been hearing a lot of this. We've been hearing this for a long time, y'all, that America is headed for another civil war. I know y'all have been hearing this, haven't you? America is headed for another civil war. And it's not going to be, because they said the first one was about slavery, so they say. We say it's about economics. Slavery was economics, right? But this time, excuse me, it's about, I don't know what exactly it's going to be about, but it's seeming to be, there's a big rift coming to America. Something is about to happen. And again, as Brother Dave and I, we was having this discussion, because I didn't know, even though Dave probably would have watched a movie like this, but I wasn't going to watch the motherfucker leave today. I promise you. When they said Obama and them produced that movie, I wasn't going to watch the motherfucker. But this curiosity again, because I heard people kept saying, hey, man, they was dropping some subliminals in it. And that's what got my curiosity going. So let me go check it out. When they start saying subliminals, I said, oh, shit, I got to go see what's going on. So I did watch that movie. What's that? Leaving the World Behind. I did watch it. And, yeah, it has some real subliminal messages in there, brothers and sisters. And they have another one coming out called Civil War is about to come out in April. And then you've been hearing about a lot of these billionaires, with these underground bunkers, building these underground. So they talk about Mark Zuckerberg that have bought some land over in Hawaii and building all these survival bunkers. I even seen something talk about Joe Biden, not how true they were. I believe it, though, but shit, he's the president. You know they're going to have underground bunkers for him. And but even Rick Ross, the rapper, because one of y'all just mentioned Rick Ross. I think Brother Justin just mentioned Rick Ross. Even Rick Ross, I seen something they talked about Rick Ross. Billing, he was on a Facebook thing talking about he's building an underground bunker. So somebody knows something and they're preparing for something. And we're looking at a lot of this shit that's going on. Excuse my French or English. A lot of these things is going on with this immigration and a lot of things is going on. Brother Dave was excellent. He was telling you about that guy who was had been prisoned for terroristic threat or terroristic links and things. And he was at the border and what he was saying, talk about, y'all going to find out who I am. You going to believe me. You going to find out who I am. So, yeah. And, you know, all these, you know, in the movies, they always portray the Muslims as terrorists. And hey, that ain't too far-fetched because we see the people who do a lot of that shit for real, y'all. So that ain't too far-fetched. And I'm going to say not all of them. But I will say we know a lot of them motherfuckers. That's how they get down, y'all. A lot of them, that's how they get down. But anyway, I'm looking at something right here on Twitter. It says, because we see the thing that's happening in Texas. It says, volunteer militia from at least 25 states have begun to travel to Texas in support of the National Guard. And because y'all seen how what's the name, Abbott, been having the National Guards down there. Biden have been telling them to take down the razor wire and all of this type of stuff. And Greg Abbott, I think that's his name. I'm just going to say Abbott. I know it's Abbott. Been saying, oh, hell no. So he's been putting up the National Guard. So there's a lot of, that's what I'm saying. There's something going to happen in this country. It's going to be a war. I don't know if it's and I think the people, the immigration things is just the one thing that these people are being used, just like blacks. And I say this to black brothers, our black brothers and sisters, what we're going to call black, whatever, African-American, whatever term you want to be called, are being used. Like all of these people are being used for a particular agenda. And I say, like, the immigration is to boil people over and to get people all stirred up with immigration. And just like we're, most of our black people, we're seeing all of this smash and grab and a lot of this shit that's going on, a lot of this crime we're seeing, and they're not prosecuting people. They're letting people go for a lot of shit with this crime. And something, and they're all being used as instruments. I remember some of the elders said a long time ago that black people always, they use our people for scapegoats. They use a lot of black people as scapegoats, and we're just one of the scapegoats that they're using, especially with this crime. So they're going to, but they, and this is just my own opinion, y'all, what I'm seeing. You don't have to agree with it, just my personal opinion, what I'm seeing. And I had this conversation with a European lady about a couple of weeks ago, about a week or so ago, when I was getting my driver's license updated. And we was talking about the crime. And I was even telling her and she, we were talking about the crime, and she was like, because she lived in the downtown area. She was like, well, there's a lot of stuff that happened down here that y'all don't even see on the news. And I was like, wow. She said, well, and we were just talking about the crime. She's like, well, what do you think that's actually happening? I said, well, I have an opinion. I said, I have an opinion, but sometimes my opinion seems sometimes to get me in trouble. But I make this opinion, and people don't like what I say with this opinion. I said, well, I said, I started talking about the Democrats. Y'all know I'm going to go to the goddamn Democrats because I'm in a Democratic city myself. And I was saying, well, I think that this is being orchestrated by some higher up somewhere. And when I said that, the lady said, is it George Soros? You think George Soros? I said, ah, you're a very smart lady. And when I said, she's like, I said, yeah. So we had to keep on going in conversation. I said, because somebody is orchestrating this. This is being orchestrated somewhere, the smash and grab. This is being very orchestrated. Somebody's paying. And I brought up the situation that that was, you know, I'm just going to say it was the rumors, whatnot, about when Obama was in office and Attorney General Eric Holder was in office. You know, what was it? What was he the – shit, I forgot what his position. But Eric Holder, right, was in office with Obama. I forget his position right now. And it was like I said, I'm just going to say, it was rumors that were thrown out there. They saying when they was, Mike Brown got killed and they was in Ferguson and they was doing all the rioting and looting in Ferguson. It was rumored that, a leader of the Blood Gang had came out and said that Eric Holder was paying them to do a lot of that rioting and looting, especially the looting and stuff so they can try to see how, if they implement martial law, how would it work? Now, I'm saying for the record, they were saying there was rumors. And we've seen a lot when our brother Eric Garner was killed, how they were doing the same shit all over these different cities, democratically ran cities, I'm going to say, this smashing and grabbing as well back then. And who do we see was doing the smashing and grabbing? Y'all ain't got to say no name, say no color, whatever. But yeah, who would we see that did the same shit? So we're seeing the same shit right now. And I think, like I said, for me, is something very sinister behind this. Now, some of these people, I'm not going to say everybody who's doing the smash and grab, they're part of the plot or the plan, you know, because you'll get some goddamn copycats that go out here and do the same shit, you know, because they see somebody else doing it. But I think on a major level, some people, this shit is really organized from somewhere for a major plan. I can't put my finger and really say exactly what it is, because, hell, I'm not in the boardroom with the Bilderbergs and shit like that, so I wouldn't know exactly what they're doing. But it's just something don't seem right. As Brother Eric would say, this soup ain't beans, y'all. Bean soup ain't. Yeah, some in this bean, these pie here ain't bean. This ain't a bean pie here right here. I don't know what kind of pie this is. This ain't a bean pie. Something going on. As I'm looking right here again, I'm looking at another article talking about a school in North Carolina for students who require specialized education, specialized learning, is closing down. The city officials are discussing turning the school into a newcomer school, which will be used to house illegals and help them integrate into the school systems. And now they wanted this new Hanover schools shouldn't replace special needs school with migrant centers. So they want to shut down a special needs school for children who have special needs, shut it down, and then turn it into a newcomer school for illegal, as they say, y'all, illegal immigrants to integrate them into the school system. Wow. It's just like when we were seeing in Chicago how they had a school that was shut down in some part of Chicago. And the people was talking about how the residents, and especially the black people in Chicago, was talking about how they didn't want to help them, to give them funding for that school. But then all of a sudden they got money to open that center up to house, you know, illegals, as they say, illegal immigrants. I'm just going to say immigrants, y'all, in those schools. or in that school that they had in the black community in these hotels. So we've been seeing a lot of this shit going on. Even in some instances, I've seen videos, as they kind of mentioned earlier, about some raping and stuff going on. And also talk about the crime. They're saying that, you know, and I've seen this on video, y'all, the residents in certain places like New York, Chicago, they've been talking about these so-called migrants coming in and causing a lot of crime and what is thefts, raping, prostitution, and a lot of shit that's going on. So, yeah, this country's on the verge of something. Can't say what the hell it is, y'all. I can't say, but something like they say, man, what's it? Who was it? Says Keith Sweat, was that? Something, something just ain't right, y'all. Something, something just ain't right. So, yeah, it's going down, y'all. It's about to go down. So, yeah, just keep your eyes on the prize. And start paying attention to some politics, because listen to them motherfuckers, what they're doing, and that's when it'll go down. Go ahead, Brother Dave.
Hey, it's funny how you were saying how they want to shut down a disabled school for kids and house immigrants. Now, I got to add a little joke in there about this. Our good dear brother Justice, you remember your brother, your boss, Principal Umar Johnson said they shut down his original school and started housing some immigrants. You remember that?
Oh, hell no. No, he didn't.
No, I didn't hear that one. No.
Yeah, he said that. So, okay, the original school that he was going to buy, right? The original school, I don't know, some of y'all that's listening, some of y'all might remember this shit. Umar Johnson said the original building he wanted to buy, right, that he had, I guess he was going to bid on the building. He was going to bring the check up there. And all of a sudden, boom, he said the city bought it and put migrants in it.
Damn, nah, I didn't know that one. Damn.
Yeah, the original school. I ain't talking about that one that Justice, the imaginary school Justice been to. But I'm talking about the original school. He said he wanted to buy the building. He said Obama had ended up buying it, and he started putting migrants in it. It's been about 5 or 6 years ago, Justin. So,
yeah,
the school you say
Obama
you went
to, over the president over like 8 or 9 or 10 years, so it got to be longer than that.
Well, I don't know which person it was, but he said that Umar Johnson said he had bought a building. He was about the original building that he was going to buy. What happened was the city bought it, because I forgot where the original school was supposed to be at. I don't know, Neverland, I guess. But but he said that somebody else had bought it, and the city had bought it or something. They put the immigrants in there. The house.
Well, you know,
I
never heard that story. I never knew that,
yeah.
If that's the truth. I never knew that, you know, that he tried to buy another school and stuff. I know he's still talking about trying to open up the same school for the last 10 years.
Oh, yes, he did. I remember. I don't know that story, but yeah, it was several schools that he was looking at before. I don't know the one about Dave talking about, but yeah, it was several schools. I do remember several besides that one. But go ahead, Justin.
Yeah. But yeah, he had the same issue, supposedly. And that was one of his excuses was they had put I forgot what president it was, but they had put the house, the migrants in there instead of them. And I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, man. Well, Umar Johnson had a similar story to what you were talking about, Maury.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Brother, I just sent y'all something, brothers. I just sent both of y'all something. Man, this shit, I mean, this stuff is crazy, brother. These people are sick, man. Y'all talking about we live with this some sick-ass people, brother. And brothers and sisters who listening out there, y'all, since y'all can't get the information that I sent, there's a now, because they got it on Twitter. I'm looking at Twitter, different things on Twitter. They be going in on Twitter. But they have a thing for this book. It's showing this book is called Let's Talk About It. And is available for middle schools, middle school children. And they got the, I need to click on that site to see where it is. But this book teaches children how to masturbate and encourage watching porn. And they have a graphic, they have a little sheet on here showing this stuff about what this book is. It's called The Teen Guide in Sex Relationships and Being a Human. Now, this thing actually shows, brothers and sisters, demonstration, like cartoon graphic stuff. It's showing penis, showing vagina. It's actually telling them, oh, man, how to masturbate. It's showing them how to, and this was middle school children. It's showing them how to actually, I'm trying not to be graphic myself, how to, a man, how to eat vagina, for sexual positions, and how to hit the woman from the back, how the woman to play with her, you know, play with her vagina and get arousal. This is showing this. It's showing, they got it on Twitter, and they're showing you excerpts from the book. But this is for middle school children, y'all. Middle school children. Yeah. Now, think about it. This is for school. I thought they supposed to have took sex education out of school any goddamn way. But evidently they really didn't. But yeah, this is. Hey, hold on. I'm trying to find the actual website because they got.
So this book, it ain't geared towards the transgenders and that. It just seemed like it's for like anybody else, a young person.
No, not that one. It didn't say nothing about trans. It just says teaching them how to masturbate. That's what it says. Show them.
That should be banned. They should ban that one.
The link they got here is called Oak Creek Franklin Joint School District. This is the link that they had attached to that book. Oak Creek Franklin Joint School District, wherever that's located. And yeah, I'm saying a little. This is an actual website. They showing the children and all of this stuff in here because they got this link that's showing.
It's called Let's Talk About It.
Yeah. It's Oak Creek, goddamn, Wisconsin. Oak Creek, Wisconsin. Yeah.
It's being though they way out there in Wisconsin, they probably don't got much else to think about. And that's all they can think about is some perverted stuff or the stuff to teach children that they ain't got business teaching them. You know, no business teaching them. So.
If you look at it, you notice how they got the white dude eating out the black girl.
Yeah. I peeped it.
And then they got somebody said things to try.
Mm-hmm.
And they got, I guess they fingering the little pussy or whatever it is. Yeah, man. Then they got the dark-skinned dude with a fake foot fucking some damn girl, dog style. Wow.
Damn, I didn't even pay no attention to the foot day. God damn. Yeah, sure the hell I do. This shit is crazy, man. It's like cartoon, man. But this is what they teaching the children. They want to teach the children in the schools. Man. But remember, I don't know if y'all remember, it was a goddamn. I forgot what part of Texas. It was a part of Texas somewhere a couple of years ago. And now... This ain't no this figment of the imagination. This ain't no just no bullshit. They somebody made up and put it on Twitter. No, because they did have this in Texas. They want to try this in a school, and the people was like, "Oh hell no!" They were trying to get sixth graders, children who were 6 years old, to teach them how to masturbate and how to. Do oral and anal sex in school. They were 6 years old. They wanted to teach that. And the family found out, and they was like, hell no, we ain't going for that shit. Nah, I'm telling you, it was in Texas a couple of years ago. We talked about it on Culture Freedom when that happened some years ago. Yep.
And you know what's so sad is the fact, now y'all know I do watch TV or whatever sometimes, but they had the, what you call it, the Emmys, I think it was the Emmys, was it a couple weeks ago? And, you know, hate to mention this old trendy faggot's name, RuPaul. They had everybody that won an award that was black was LGBT. Now, Listen at this shit. When RuPaul accepted his award, he got an award for RuPaul's Drag Race. Now, listen at this. When he went and thanked the people for the award, you know what was the last fucking words out of his mouth?
What was that?
It was, if a drag queen or a transsexual want to read your kid a book in school, sit down and listen. And I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, the fuck? I turned that motherfucker off. I was just, because for one thing, and I know some of y'all have issues with the TV, but I watch it. I don't want to watch TV, but there's times when I have to, And I happened just to see that car, everybody talking about it. I was just like, what the fuck is this? If a drag queen want to read you a goddamn book, sit down and listen. Hell no, I don't want no tranny reading me no goddamn book. I don't care what nobody say. See how they just pushing this shit? Like they had a thing a couple years ago with the drag queens reading books to charity schools. First off, in the Torah, cross dressing is an abomination. It is. You ain't supposed to be dressing up no damn women clothes. So when they tell you they're gonna take out the Bible out of the school system, they're gonna take the Torah or the talk of religion in school system, y'all need to goddamn take your kids up out that motherfucker. Y'all really do. Because for one thing, they're going to turn y'all kids into damn monsters. I'm going to tell you something. I share my story all the time with people. I don't give a damn. I was expelled from 12 damn schools growing up, trauma, when I was 24. I went back to school to get my shit. And I'm going to tell you something. My mama and my forced me every day, you going to go to school. I'm like, hell no. I'm going to tell you something. The teachers are the fucking worst. The teachers in the school systems are the worst. Every day, teachers get caught having sex with a student. Happening every day. Back in the day, it was Mary Kay Letourneau. But now it's just like it's every fucking day. These teachers are fucking predators. Y'all take y'all kids about these schools. And I'm going to tell you something, Moray Ari. I live in the hood. I grew up in the country, but, my whole life. But I live in the hood now. I'm going to tell you something. School buses pass by every day in my court. And I'm going to tell you something. None of the goddamn kids, it's only about two or three kids that hop on that damn bus. Kids just playing in the neighborhood. Kids don't even go to school in my damn neighborhood. They don't. I'm being serious. Social services stay in going to people's doors, and I'm just looking at them like, the kids don't want to fucking go. Some of y'all that have kids, and I'm going to tell you something, I can't have kids. I don't have kids. Never have. And I can't because, you know, I have sperm count issues. I'm going to tell you something. From the experience that I had growing up in the school system, hell to the no. Hell to the no. Hell to the no. And with all this drag queens reading your kids, y'all need to take them out. Private schools too. Fuck them private schools. They got perverts in the Catholic schools too. They worse than the Catholic school. All the damn Catholic priests are perverts. So, yeah. So, take your kids up out them damn school system. I don't give a damn. They run around and they crip walk in the neighborhood. Shit, I'd rather them do that than to goddamn go to a school and get learn some bullshit. I'm just being honest with you. Because who the fuck want a damn cross-dressing child?
Dwayne Wade.
Who wants that?
But you know, Chief, I'll be watching, I used to watch a lot of the Jimmy Kimmel clips and stuff, right? And I'll watch, like, he do his monologue and that. But you know what? This bastard, he always trying to corrupt children. That's, like, his thing. And he's a grown man with children and everything else, and he constantly trying to corrupt children.
Come on, Jimmy.
And nobody's
Kimmel
saying nothing about it. Nobody complaining about it.
You talking about Jimmy Kimmel?
I don't even watch his show. I don't even like to watch him no more because I see he do that so much. It just makes me so upset. You know, like, I don't even, not going to even lend him my, nothing because I don't appreciate that. Every time I turn on his little show, he corrupting children some kind of way. At the end of the show, towards the end of his little monologue thing, or whatever the little clip is, and then either right in the beginning, right before he start, he'll say, previously on Jimmy Kimmel Live, and then they'll show some perverted thing or something where they corrupting children. And then nobody complaining. I'm sitting there in the chat spot complaining up a storm, you know, and all this. And everybody else is saying, oh, that was funny. Oh, that was, they supporting everything he do. I'm telling them that, you know, he's corrupting children. They like, they just like, I think a lot of people in support of this crap.
And you know what, Justice? I'm glad you brought that up about Jimmy Kimmel. Not only Jimmy Kimmel, but Ellen DeGeneres. She's another damn weirdo and a pervert when she got kids on the show. She's another damn, she's a bulldozer, and she's a damn weirdo. I don't give a fuck. Ellen DeGeneres is a weirdo, and Oprah Winfrey, and Moray Ariai, if Live Vibes Radio get canceled tomorrow because we talk shit about Oprah, I don't give a damn.
No,
Oprah Winfrey is the damn devil. Her and Ellen DeGeneres, they stay just like Jimmy Kimmel.
Is a Satan worshiping bastard. Yes, he is.
Charlotte, Oprah to it, and Ellen. Let me tell you something, Justice. I'm glad you brought that up. I don't know if some of y'all remember this a couple years ago, but you know how Oprah used to always have kids, the schools in Africa for the kids?
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't know if anybody remembers this shit. I'm going to try to look it up. But Oprah, a couple years ago, school got sued in, I forgot what part of Africa it was, but they found out it was, I forgot what happened, either some girls was trafficked or something was happening, but they kind of hushed it up. But Oprah has been in trouble with her charter schools in Africa because of that, dealing with the kids. So that's why I say when you hear about these goddamn people like Ellen and Oprah going to Africa, oh, they're feeding Haiti and shit, don't trust that shit. Don't trust that shit.
No, sir.
She got caught a couple years ago. Let me find this shit. Oprah's charter school in Africa. Charter school. Lawsuit, because there was a lawsuit. There was a damn thing in on the inquiry. Oprah sued the ex headmistress of Oprah Winfrey School for girls in South Africa. Yeah, it's school in South Africa. It says was sued the talk show host for defamation for remarks. School administration believes suggests she tried to cover up abuse at the school. So Oprah has been sued for back in schools in South Africa. Yeah. And so, yeah, and then it's another one, Courthouse News. Let's see. It says Courthouse News Service. It says charter school hired pedophile mom says. This is an article by William Doc Tinga, September 30th, 2011. Stockton, California, a nonprofit charter school system that has received financial contributions from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and Oprah Winfrey has been named in a child sex abuse lawsuit. So she has been, her and Bill Gates' wife has been back in schools that are known for this shit. So, Justice, I'm glad you brought that up. I know both of y'all are quiet because y'all don't want Culture Freedom to get canceled, but I don't give a fuck.
Nah, we good. Go ahead and let you speak. And let me get it in. Yes,
but it says the child soaring through her mother says she was molested by her art teacher last year while attending California-based Aspire School's Benjamin Hope Academy. And that the physical education teacher facilitated the abuse by letting them spend time alone together when she was supposed to be in gym class. She was 11 years old during the 4 months of the alleged abuse. But this school was backed by Oprah and Melinda Gates. But it's on a website called Courthouse News Service. And so,
Bill Gates, I didn't know they was involved in it. They ain't know that one.
Yeah. There's a couple of schools.
They might have been experimenting with them with them vaccines, too, then. Shit, since you mentioned Melinda Gates, then.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? This is the thing with them, with Bill Gates' wife, and all. It's so much bullshit that you see going on with them, and even with Jeff Bezos and his wife. They fund a lot of these fucked up schools too. They do too. They fund a lot of these fucked up schools too in other countries. So, yeah, y'all got it. Like Justice was saying, Jimmy Kimmel, he ain't the only one. Oprah Winfrey, Bill Gates' wife. It's a whole bunch of them. Y'all be very careful at receiving charters from some of these millionaires. Because I'm going to tell you something. There was a child actor by the name of Orlando Brown. I don't know if y'all heard of him or not.
Oh, yeah. I'm not so raving.
Yeah. Even though he's a crackhead weirdo, and he can't help that. He went through so much shit in the entertainment industry as a child. I want some of y'all to go listen there, but that brother was talking about this shit way before about these stars in the entertainment industry with the kids. Shit, he's been talking about this shit for years. Yeah. You know, it's how all these child stars growing up fucked up. That's so raging. Raven Simone, she's a bulldogger.
Yep.
Child star, Home Alone. He was a crackhead and a damn homosexual. Nick Carter. Aaron Carter's big brother. Both of them turned out crackheads. Aaron Carter ended up killing himself.
Damn.
Childhood star. Yeah.
No, that.
Yeah,
damn.
Yeah, the brother from the Backstreet Boys, that I want it that way. Yeah, tell me why. Nick Carter's younger brother, Aaron Carter, killed himself. And guess what? Before he died, he was exposing some of the molestation and stuff that was being pushed on him in the entertainment industry. Yeah. Died of a suicide drug overdose. And you know who he was married to? A transsexual.
Damn. Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Damn.
Dude died with a transsexual. Yeah. And guess what? Oprah and all of them was back in their music careers. Yeah, so y'all need to watch out for Oprah and all that nice shit. Because
yeah,
all they give away cars, yeah, fuck your car, Oprah. I don't want no fucking car from you. She looking like raw ground beef. Fuck her with them fucked up feet she got.
Yeah, it's some real demonic shit, man. I'm telling y'all, man. That's why you talk about what all this shit with sex. Remember Aleister Crowley, the man that called his own self a goddamn beast. And remember, this motherfucker had every sexual disease, as they say, known to man. And remember now, a lot of these people practice what they call sex magic. So
yeah.
Sex is very important to them. In their magic and all this other shit that they do. So, yeah, y'all got to understand. Remember, even going back to the Hindu culture, and they have this whole thing with Kama Sutra. So you better believe sex is not just, you know, reproducing as we supposed to, but and a lot of this shit with rituals and shit, and especially with these children, man. And number one, the children, because of their innocence. So, yeah, these some sick-ass people, man. These demonic-ass people, brother. They don't mean nobody no earthly damn good at all. And I want to throw something at Justice right fast. Throw something at both of y'all. I don't know if both of y'all know. But even with a lot of this stuff with going on with history, man, y'all pay attention with a lot of shit that's going on. Even in the so-called black consciousness, I know Justice But I know, Dave, you don't fuck with it, but point blank, period. So I net them. I've been kind of peeping at them a little bit lately. Every now and then, peep in there, you know, open the door, looking there, see what's going on. Because I got to see what people are teaching out here. So I peep in, see what they're teaching. I've been hearing something lately from them, man. Dude, Chief X. I don't know, Dave, you remember Chief X or no Chief X. And but not only him, Ngozi. I think they said Unk did a show. I hadn't listened to that one, but I might have listened and see what they talk about. He's talking about. But here's what I'm bringing up. Now, and all of them used to teach. I don't know about Ngozi too much. He always been some character to me with all that old E1B1 bullshit, all that old crazy-ass shit, hybrid group, you know. But anyway, don't y'all know, man, they're teaching. Check it out now. They're trying to teach now that the Kemites, the Kemetic brothers and sisters, not the Nubians, but the Kemites, the people of old day, the people you see over there, Brother Day, today, I've heard them on the show, the people you see over there, them Arab, whatever they call them, they said they not really Arab. They say they are the original Kemites. They say that.
Oh, hell no.
Yes, sir, brother. Oh, yes, sir. I wish I was lying, brother. I wish I was lying. That's the shit that's going down, bro. Unk. And Ngozi, dude named Chief X, and it's a couple more of them. They're saying the pseudo killer, this whole pseudo killer shit, right? They're saying, brother, that the original Kemites were not black. What we know is black. They say they wasn't black. I promise you, I heard them say those people that's over there that you see over there today are the original people that always been there. They say black folks didn't build the pyramids, bruh. They said we didn't have shit to do. Black folks had nothing to do with building none of that stuff. I promise, as the Most High is my witness, bruh. Now, I can't lie. You can go back and listen to the shows on that shit. I listened to it the other day. I'm the hell going on here, man? But I'm going to tell you, it's a brother. I ain't going to put his name out there. Brother said, He's not surprised. I ain't gonna put my brother. Let me pull up what he said. I ain't gonna say his name on that. But brother said he's not surprised. God damn it, where it go? He said, okay, here it is. He said, not surprised at all. I'm sure the sponsors or whoever pays the bills put them up to it. Yeah, and that's what it is. Whoever would pay, whoever they however and whoever they can get paid from, they'll go out and promote that bullshit. Because remember, Unk now used to have a show right here on Blog Talk Radio called The Destruction of Black Civilization, the book by Brother Chancellor William. They said, read that and talk about this. All of a sudden, Unk started getting into it because Ngozi and somebody else used to come to the show and talk about all this science bullshit. Then Unk got into it, and they've been all in this evolution. They pushed evolution on our people. They pushed all that vaccine bullshit out here to the people in the country community. Now they're pushing that the original Kemites, brothers. God damn, Dr. Ben, John Henry Clark, them, what they say, y'all rolling over in their goddamn grave. Like, what the hell is these people talking about?
Oh, hell no.
I promise you, Azrai Crazy ain't even dead yet, but he probably about to have a goddamn stroke with this bullshit when he hear it. That's what they said, bro. I'm telling you.
Put something out there to you, Unk, and I know them niggas listen to us. I know they do. Unk, if you're fucking goddamn promoting that shit, put that shit down, bro. Whatever y'all smoking, put that shit down. Hey, what I say about people accepting the Arab money? Yeah. All I gotta say is fuck that. No, sir. I can't believe it. This is even like all that knowledge these brothers got. You pushing that shit?
The new debate, bro. They actually having debates over that shit over there on Side of them channel, man. About that, they've been doing presentations and everything on this shit, bro. I'm telling you, man. And see, y'all we talk about that motherfucker, that's the House of Conscience. We keep telling y'all over here, Culture Freedom, and say, y'all can listen to it all you want. That's the House of Uncut, Un-Motherfucking Conscious. That is nothing but a dividing thing. That's why Sarnetta always be going against the Bible on that motherfucker. And they had a pastor on the other day. Well, it was the other day I listened to it. He told Sarnetta that he, man, you pull out anything you think is negative about the Bible, because he said you hate the Most High. You hate the Most High. So you'll pull out, and you're always trying to find something negative in the Bible to try to pull out and present to the people. Yeah. Like the Bible promote rape doctrine. But go ahead. Go ahead.
But let me put something out there, bro. Moray Aria. Let me put something out there for you.
Go ahead, bro.
About this Sarnetta shit. I'm going to tell y'all something about Sarnetta, and this is real talk. And I've been talking about this shit for a long time with Sarnetta. Listen at this with Sarnetta. Sarnetta is Dominican. I just told you how Spanish people are linking up with Arabs. Didn't I
tell
y'all
that? He said
he's
Puerto Rican that day. He said he's not Dominican. He said he found out he's Puerto Rican. Go ahead,
that
bro.
Nigga Dominican. That nigga, wherever he is, he need to be deported.
God damn.
They need to call ICE on that motherfucker, for real. send that nigga back there wherever the fuck you from. Him and your nephew Polite, he need to be deported too.
Damn.
Shit, he wouldn't be Nigerian. Send this 419 doing ass right back over there. And let's see if they want to be Arabs now. Send them tree swinging goddamn African Nigerian motherfucker back to where he come from. They can go on back over there with you clicking and all that shit. Cause I'm gonna tell you, the Arabs gonna damn whoop their ass over there in Africa. They only talking about we need to be African shit. You ain't gonna be African once them Arabs cut your balls off and make you a eunuch. Shit, you know what? I'm gonna put something out there too. You just said something about the sex magic.
Yes.
Now, Sarnetta's, I'd say, second wife or side piece, Naposha Dah. Do you know, and I wonder what kind of name Naposha Dah was, because you know I'm skeptical on some of the Hebrew that these brothers are out here, you know, putting out there. There's a video on YouTube. I don't know if you can pull it up. I'm gonna find it and I'm gonna send it to you. Naposha Dah. You were talking about the demon sex magic and all that shit.
Yes, sir.
Naposha Dah did an interview, and like I said, I don't like promoting them motherfuckers. You know I don't like them. There's an interview she did. I think this is it. Wait, what's it? I'm gonna send it to you. You can play it.
Yeah.
She said something about what her name means, and her Hebrew background is kind of fucking skeptical. But she said she was in GMS, and GMS don't let women in GMS. They don't. So for her to say she was an ex-GMS member, that don't sound right.
No, sir.
I sent you a link. I want you to play that real quick.
All right.
Because you were talking about sex magic and all of that shit. You were talking about Sarnetta, you know, being how he hate God and how the pastor said something about that, how he promotes evil. But I want you, because, you know, I'm always telling you the Pasha Dye is kind of wicked. And
yes, sir.
Something ain't right with her. I've always said that. Even when she does interviews, she always got her titties hanging out, them old musty-looking titties, you know, and that botched plastic surgery she got, you know. But I want you to play that video real quick.
I got you. Let me turn this up right fast.
Name of God in the Bible is El Shaddai. It's similar to Shaddai.
So
God is called a terrible, like demon-like power. So Napa means empty, you could say, or like open. Shaddai means demon or demon-like or terrible. Name of God in the Bible is El Shaddai. It's similar to Shaddai.
So
God is called a terrible, like demon-like power. So Napa means empty, you could say, or like open. Shaddai means demon or demon-like or terrible. Name of God in the Bible is...
Y'all hear that shit? Did y'all hear that shit? Like they say in the One West Cast, stop right there. Y'all hear that shit? She letting y'all know right there, any dude that watches her and y'all like her because she put her little funky titties up there, y'all hear what she says she is.
Mm-hmm.
She says she's an empty demon.
Mm. She might as well go on tour with, what's that girl name? Dojo Cat. That goddamn song she got out. Demon, how you like my demons? Brother Justice and I, peace, Brother Justice, again, we did a show on that, Brother Dave. We went into that talking about all this demonic stuff and shit that's going on. Man.
Yeah, we was going in on it then a few weeks back, Chief. You know, we was talking about all this stuff.
Now, how in the hell, what Hebrew would name himself a demon?
Wow.
You know, the whole thing is, they have edged the creator out. So now Satan is in control. And
yes, sir.
After the coronavirus, they, like, don't believe in God. They only believe in Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci and anybody else, you know, that going to flip-flop on information every day and mislead you and have a diabolical plan to kill you and to reduce the population of the world through his wicked vaccine, his devil's venom, whatever you want to call it. So, you know, that's the time we're living in right now. It's like Satan have got his grip and his tentacles all over everybody and everything in the world and distracting everybody from getting back in tune with the creator. So you don't even got time for the creator no more, okay? You don't have no time for it because something came across your YouTube or your Instagram or something when you could have been paying homage to the creator who gave you life and breath. But no, we don't do that. We just praise and honor Satan and go behind these award shows, and they all inside the award show wearing all this red and obviously combining black people's plight into what trans people and gay people, they combine it all up like it's all one thing. And so we supposed to accept that as black people, we got to accept that Satanism, anybody who trying to deceive you, trying to say I'm a boy but I was born a girl, or I'm a girl, I was born a boy, that's deception. What's the devil's job? To deceive you. What happens when you get caught up in trying to deceive other people? You're doing the work of Satan.
Yep.
Yes, sir. And Brother Dave.
Yeah.
I just want to throw you one quick thing. And I got to look up the other name right fast. I just want to give you this and here let you go in. I just looked up, I just looked up Napa. Napa is, strong letters. What's this, 13, 19 strong letters? But strong, and in the strong letter, it says to breathe, to blow, to sniff, to soothe. to give up or lose life. It just means this here says Napa, to breathe, to blow, to be blown, or to cause to breathe out. Now that's Napa. But go ahead, I'm gonna look up Shada, as she says.
But you know how she fucked that up real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's up. So you gotta really look at. You really gotta really look, listen to what they say, cause these people expose their damn self, and that's something I want to really put out there too. She talked about something about being in the modeling industry and going to Diddy's parties. I don't know if there's a video of her talking about this, about her going to Illuminati parties. I don't know if I can find that, but she talked about that, and I was like, what the hell? Yeah. So.
Yeah, and they, her first name is a mixture. Like, her first name is part, and she make up, Napa is Hebrew, and we know it just means to, like I said, to blow or to exhale forcefully or something like that. Now, that's kind of Hebrew, but when I look up Shada, just like how she spells it, you can't find it in that form how she spelled it. But when you look it up, search it in there like she spells it, it gives you the Arabic, the declaration of faith in God. But we know Allah. You know what he said? What is it?
Shahada.
Shahada. Or Shada. That's Shahada. What it gives you. It don't spell it. It's not. You can't find it spelled like how she spelled it at all. Yeah, so, but if it did try to give, she give you. Because notice, you remember she said El Shaddai, mean someone, however the hell she said. I need to pull it up again. Because she made all that bullshit up to go with her demonology of how, yeah, she made all that shit up. Let me do it one more time. Let me play her little wicked ass one more time. I got to hear that again.
Name of God in the Bible is El Shaddai. It's similar to Shaddai.
So,
God is called a terrible, like, demon-like power. So Napa means empty, you could say, or, like, open. Shada means demon or demon-like or terrible. Name of God in the Bible is...
Yeah, I don't know where she found that definition from, but I can't find that fucking... Not in the way she spelled her name. I can't find it. But go ahead, brother. I got to find my book with all the Hebrew names anyway. El Shaddai. I got to find it right fast. Go ahead, brother.
But you know, even when you really look at, even, you know, I'm glad you brought this up too. Even when you do look at her videos, like you were saying about the sex magic and the tantra and shit. Now, listen at this. All of her videos, she wear her titties out. She wear her titties out. Zaza Ali do the same thing. Zaza Ali, who else? What was that? That other one, Zaza Ali, Michi X. All these women practice witchcraft, and they wear their titties out on their videos. I don't know if y'all just go look at it. Every time they want to sell a video, they gotta put their little either their feet or their titties out in the video. That's something. I'm going to tell you something. When women use want to get a man, especially, they do that shit. They use, what they say, sex sales.
Yep, sexual seduction.
Sexual seduction. So that's why I say y'all got to really be very careful with these females out here. And I know some of y'all might say, well, Dave always talking shit about the red bones. But that, y'all got to watch out for them. They really into it, too. They really into it, too. Especially down there in New Orleans with the Creoles. Huh. The Creoles. And the Geechee women, they really into it. They really into it. Yeah, they really into it. Hell, they had something called Incubus and Succubus. We did a show about a couple years ago. I don't know if you remember that or not.
Yes, sir.
And we talked about Incubus. This was Succubus. Incubus.
Incubus and Succubus.
Yep, and these were sexual demons. Sexual demons. And we talked about it. Me and Lamore REI, we talked about this a couple years ago about the sex demons. This shit is real. Let me go on to scripture real quick. Exodus 22 and 16. It says Exodus 22:17. It says, "You shall not permit a sorceress to live." Now, let me look up something real quick, because, you know, we look at, especially with the rise of the non-religious. Some of y'all might say, you know, religious people, they y'all a little too over the top with this. But I'm going to tell you something. It's good to sometimes have a religion. Some of y'all, it's sometimes good to have a religion, because it blocks out the bullshit of the world. Now, there was an article a couple years ago, and I think you read it, and we read it. It talked about African-American women leaving the church.
Yes, sir.
For witchcraft. I'm gonna read some of it because I still got it.
You got it. Yes,
right,
sir.
Here. I still, cause you know, I saved it. I got my newspaper articles. CBSnews.com. And they did an article of growing number of black women leaving churches for witchcraft. Baltimore, WJZ. "For most, worship is a tradition that predates all of us. There is another, more ancient art of worshiping, but it's not to God, the Father, the Son, or the Holy Ghost, but the spirits and deities that span oceans and dates back to pre-slavery days in Africa. Growing number of black women in Maryland are leaving traditional churches for witchcraft." And it says, WJZ Vic Carter looks into the trend and discovers it's more about more than rituals, spells, and rituals. When asked if they were in fact witches, he got this response: "That depends on how you look at it," said High Priestess Ayanifa Oyedele Ogun Sina, a Coppin State graduate. "I am whatever the situation calls for. If you come at me with respect, you get Glinda the Good Witch from the suburbs. But if you come at me with negativity, meanness, and disrespect, then you get Eveline, your worst nightmare." Many names, titles, and ranks within their belief system. The women are college-educated professionals who have chosen to believe that witchcraft is truer example of worship inclusive of the genders and connecting them to their ancestors. It fills a need not found in traditional worship. Let me stop right there. The fact that they're college educated black women, some of y'all might, get mad that y'all listen, y'all. Because I'm going to tell you something. When I went back to school to get my high school diploma, I got my associate's degree from a community college. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. Fuck college. Let me tell you why. College ain't going to get you no goddamn where. But let me tell you something. Me and Moray REI earlier, I was telling him about HBCUs being fucked up. Let me tell you why. When you looking at these HBCUs, look at, there's one female, all girls, black school. And I don't know if y'all picked up on this, but I have. Called Spelman.
Spelman.
Hmm. Now, they had a show called A Different World, which is based off of Spelman. It was all black girls that went there. Now, when you're looking at this black women being witches and witchcraft, now, the fact that they said that these are, they're black women who are all college graduates that are leaving the churches for witchcraft, listen at this shit. You go look at the Greeks, the Divine Nine sisters, all that Delta Sigma Thetas and AKAs and all this Scooby-Doo-Woo and Delta. I got them in my family. They're all demonic. And I'm going to tell you something. There was a video which I saw on YouTube. And there's a channel of a sister, and I might send it to you. I'm gonna find it and send it to you. Maybe you can play it. But there's sisters who are leaving these black Greek sororities because they said they practice witchcraft.
Hmm.
They practice witchcraft. The same. So when we're looking at these HBCUs, these sisters are not normal. When you're looking at Oprah promotes that HBCU. Gayle King, her girlfriend, they're all witches. Oprah, matter of fact, the movie The Color Purple, Shelly was putting a spell on Mr. You know, is that that whole movie was about stepping on strong black men.
Damn.
Their whole agenda, these is black witches. Their whole agenda is to bring down men. They hate men. Just look at it. Even when you're looking at Gabrielle Union, she's in that circle. She's a witch too.
Mm-hmm.
She made her son into a girl.
Yes, sir.
Went from Zion, a religious, a biblical name, to Zaya.
Yes, sir. Teach on it, bro. Teach on it.
These are all witches. That's why I said when I look at, even when I listen to Natasha Dot, even with Sarnetta, she dogs black men. Natasha Dot always talking shit about black men. She stay doing that. She's been her queen of four. They're all witches. They're all witches. Zazali are witch. All of them witches. Meechex are witch. So, look, this is what's, these are the people who are promoting this, and I'm put some out there, and some y'all might get on me for this. I don't give a fuck. After a while, I could come here and whoop my ass. I don't give a fuck. But MGT, look at what they wear on their head. Since we talking about Muslims, we're talking about Muslims earlier. Them hijabs, they wear black hijabs. Just like ain't what witches wear is black. They wear them black head coverings. The star and crescent. Ain't that a sign of Baphomet?
Which is only if you put the star upside down.
That's Baphomet.
That's if you flip the star upside down. You leave the star alone, it's just straight up and down the star.
Yeah. So all that shit is witchcraft. All that, what did Queen Latifah say, ladies first? Nothing but a damn bull dad.
Nice.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's some real wild stuff out here, man. We got to be careful with, best like especially in the name of consciousness and whatnot. But yeah, when I heard them talking about that bull crap there, man, that the Chemites were not black and all this shit, I'm like, oh god damn, they don't lost their goddamn mind.
Well,
ahead,
you know, I was in high school and I was researching the Kemetic people, and in the encyclopedia, it said there, the description of the ancient Egyptian people were short, slender, dark skin, dark hair, Caucasoids.
Damn. What the hell is Caucasoid? Damn.
That's
all
the
name
that's
of
they described
right
them a long time ago. So everybody want to take,
yeah,
you know, and whitewash the history or take claim for something that they didn't have nothing to do with, but because it looks mm-hmm. so fascinating, and it is, they want to be the one who did it, and they're going to lie and say they did.
Yep. But that's why Ben then was going against the Eurocentric so-called Egyptologists. They was going against, fighting against them about that shit. But then here comes now Unk them many years later when they used to try to uphold, as they say, we stand on the shoulders of our ancestors. That's what they used to say. Now they stand on, yeah, they stand on the shoulders. I see what they meant now. They standing on the shoulders of their ancestors, pushing them down in the goddamn grave, pushing them down off in the hole.
Yeah.
That's why they were standing on their shoulders, to push them down, yeah, and get them out the damn
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
But it goes back to something. I lost my train of thought. But it was something that I forget. Oh, this is what they talk about. Debunking Black Egypt. That's the name of it. Debunking Black Egypt. That's the name of their debate. I had to go back to YouTube and look at it. Debunking. Now, check that out, y'all. Debunking Black Egypt. And these supposed to be black folks that's doing it. We're not black. You know y'all hear Chief X. You know, y'all know him. But not only him. And it goes to trying to bag it up as he claims scientifically through genetics and all of that shit with that fake ass hybrid group. These people are something else, bro. You know, they'll say the white man the devil on one hand, but then they using all of his fucking signs and all this bullshit and believe it. They crazy, man. It's just unbelievable the stuff you hearing now, man. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, let me bring up something, because I find that funny what you're talking about with them claiming that Egypt is white. Now, Maury, now you know I'm going to dig back into my Islamic past.
Mm-hmm.
Back when I used to practice Sunni Islam and I used to go to the mosque with the Arabs. Now, you know how the Arabs don't want to admit that black people created Islam. They don't want to admit that shit.
No, sir.
So I would ask them, because you know they said that the home of Islam is Arabia. Now listen at this shit. I remember asking, if Arabia was the motherland to the Muslims, Ishmael's mom is Hajar, or as we call her, Hagar. I would ask some of these Muslim brothers I had. Where was Hagar from? Was she from Arabia or Egypt? You know, a lot of the motherfuckers would never answer that question. They denied that Hagar is from Egypt. They denied that shit. When they say the well of Zamzam, I don't know if you remember that shit or not.
Oh, yes, sir.
They talk about a well of Zamzam. They said the well of Zamzam of Hagar was the founding place of the first home of Islam, which is Arabia. But when you ask them, well, you tell them, well, listen, how about Hagar's birth home, Egypt?
Yes, sir.
They don't even acknowledge Egypt as being a birth home. Even when you're looking at the Moor Sanctum, we'll talk about the Moor Sanctum earlier. You notice how they always saying that the Moors said that the Morocco is not a part of Africa.
On the bottom line there.
Yeah. Now, do you know that Egyptians don't claim Egypt as being a part of Africa? They don't. Like, real Egyptians and real Moroccans, I used to go to mosques with Moroccans and Egyptians. They don't claim Africa at all. Like, even though they say that's the Horn of Africa, they don't claim Africa. You ask an Eritrean, are they African? They will fucking say, hell no. They don't believe in it. Egyptians don't claim Egypt as being the home of Africa any damn way. They don't.
Damn.
Yeah, so I know they're getting pushed and funded by some damn Arabs.
Mm-hmm. And the crazy part, though, now I would give Sarnetta credit on this one, Don King Jr. credit. He was playing clips where there were Arabs or Arabs who was saying, they were talking to some, you know, I guess black women and whatnot, different portion. They were saying that they were not the original people of that land. They came later. They were saying that we came later, but Ngozi and Chief X, I hadn't heard Unk's presentation, but Sarnetta said he came on there doing something. I'm going to check it out just to see what he was saying. But they were still, even though the Arabs then was saying that they came later, they were not the original people, they still was like, no, he just saying that. Y'all can watch these people, man. Watch these people who are funding these people with this bug crap and all this stuff. We scholars and this, that, and that. I don't give a goddamn how excellent they sound, how much. And see, y'all think just because they said we come with the sources, hey, damn all that shit. That's all they do is they find shit on Google, and it ain't saying nothing wrong with finding on Google, y'all. Don't say it. But here's something, and I'm going to say this like this. Just because they come with a lot of, they can put together a good, PowerPoint presentation, put together a lot of articles and this, that, and other, and that don't mean a damn thing. Because here we go.
Sholo.
We got a lot of brothers and sisters out here in the Israelite community, in these camps. They can board, they are what, now they call it precepts, and precepts only supposed to mean commandments or orders. What they say a scripture is a precept. Give me a precept, brother. They can quote you precepts off the chain. I mean, goddamn, all day long. You ask the motherfucker, what's the weather? They go, give me a precept. Give me Isaiah 13:53. Brother, all I ask you, goddamn, what's the temperature, bro? All you have to say is 59 degrees outside. Goddamn. But they'll give you precept all day long. And they can quote. These motherfuckers can memorize some verses. But just because they can memorize verses and give you verse after verse after verse, don't mean they know what the hell they talking about. And a lot of them can give you verses after verses, but y'all know what? When you really dissect them verses they give you, they would not be in context. They would have nothing to do with the subject matter, the contextually now, contextually, it won't have a damn thing to do with y'all conversation. Because what they're doing is they are proof texting. They're finding a verse or something like that, right? And they got their little text they come up with, their little doctrine. And they'll give you a verse that may, it might be a word in there. Just say like, I don't know, the word virgin or whatever, right? Eating cereal, whatever. They'll find a verse that say something like that, but it won't have nothing to do with the conversation they all talking about. That's called proof texting. So a lot of these brothers and sisters, they can find a whole bunch of articles. They can find some books and shit out there. They can do a PowerPoint presentation on a lot of shit, y'all. But y'all better watch the bullshit they coming with. Now, all of a sudden, these same people now we talking about, they've been on side. None of them been saying this shit. They were showing y'all presentations long time ago that the comedic people were black, and they was pumping all this black this, black that. Now all of a sudden, you mean to tell me nowadays, now they can find PowerPoint presentations to show that these people weren't black? And how in the hell can y'all say when it's now? And hear what they say. Don't they say, look at the walls? Is on the walls. That's what they used to always say. It's on the wall, brother. How can you die? It's on the wall. The walls will show people brown skinned or, you know, whatever. Y'all got melanin in their skin. Now, how in the hell can y'all say them goddamn people that's over there right now, you know, that's transparent, damn near see through their ass? How can y'all fucking say them the same people been over there that all that goddamn time? Come on now. And then some even sister was bringing out, wait a minute, what about these invasions? You had the Ptolemy, Alexander. I don't like to call him Alexander the Great because he wasn't great to me. But Alexander, you had the Ptolemy. We see the history where the Greeks came into that part that they call in Egypt and or Kemet, that part. Not Nubia, y'all, or the Sudan. We talk about the upper part. Well, they call it the lower part, but I call it just up shit. Dang. But we see when they came in there, the Greeks. So how in the fuck can y'all say they always been there, brother? They always been there. That's so crazy shit. That's just like saying the Europeans have always been in America. And we know goddamn well they ain't. Yeah, man, they been here. They always been here. But what about the history that shows their own history say that they came over here and as conquerors and shit like that? So you mean to tell me the white folk lying about their own motherfucking history? But they always been here, brother. Them people, they the real Indians. You know what I'm saying? Thomas Jefferson, them, they were the real Native American. They were the real Aboriginal. Y'all don't lost y'all goddamn mind. But see, this is what happened again. When you get funded, when they motherfuckers, you want to get funded so bad because you want to be in the limelight. You want to be the next Dr. Ben. You want your name, I guess, when you pass away. You want everybody to keep talking about y'all. Man, Uncle the man, that was a good-ass scholar, man. Brother so-and-so, he was a number one scholar. He, man, I don't give a fuck if you remember me or not. You know, it don't matter. Remember the information. Remember what I tried to inspire you to how to think. That's just all I want you to remember. You ain't got to remember my goddamn name at all. But you will never remember me as trying to teach y'all a goddamn lie. Now, I might have, at one point in time, if what I were in my school of thought. But you see, I come right on as I learn. I'm not trying to put y'all in no motherfucking foolishness. I might not, some things I studied long time ago, I might not, some of it I might not hold true to today because I found out some other things. But I ain't trying to come in here and tell y'all, oh man, no, we didn't do that. It's even today, information, well, you know, Dr. York was always on that though. But I even went under that, even the Samaritans and all of these people, we found out there's books out there that even tell you they call them the blackhead people. The blackhead, and if somebody say the blackhead people, who the hell are they talking about? We talk about the ancient Samaritans. So even with that, they saying, Brother Dave, here's something crazy too. So we already know they'll say that the original Israelites or the original Jews weren't black. Yeah, we already know they say that shit. But y'all, now y'all throwing even, because y'all don't even acknowledge that the people in Mesopotamia, Samaria was black, what we call the word black. Y'all don't even recognize that point blank. Now y'all saying the Israelites ain't black. They, you know, them ain't the original Jews. Now y'all going so far, now even saying the Chemites. So God damn, what did black people come in as? What did we come in as? What the fuck did, what we doing? So I guess it just narrows it down to like, damn, they're like, white folks want to make it to be like, according to, and black people signing on to it, we ain't been doing shit but being slaves then, ain't we? We didn't contribute to none of this shit. Both of those civilizations that people are talking about, the first major civilizations and who contributed to the world, black folks ain't had shit to do with none of that. That's basically what Unc them now and is basically saying, because they, a lot of my books that they have, you know, and people used to argue about that, which civilization came first, whether it's Mesopotamia or the Sumerian civilization or the Egypt, or what they call Egypt, Nile Valley. They saying, hell, we wasn't neither one of them. So we were just sitting around letting white folks, I guess, I don't know, they call, I don't know who the fuck they saying it is. Then they say it ain't black. So it's the opposite. You got white, what they're deeming now, white and black. I don't really go with all that. I'm like the Moors on that. That's a status, colorism. But blacks ain't did shit, but waited till white folks invent everything, and then here we come. Have you let Uncle tell it now? These new conscious community folks tell it. That's crazy. That's crazy as hell. So, and it's like, even with that day, I remember this, bro. I remember some Nawabians after I left. Now, Dr. York was teaching us that we were the true seed of Judah. That's what he was teaching before he got locked up. We were the true seed of Judah. He was teaching this. He called himself Rabbi. He was calling himself Rabbi or Rabboni. Now, it's crazy. After he got locked up a little bit and then time went on. How about the Nawabians started saying, I've heard brothers say this shit. Even Kabina used to be on this show, said it, because he said he heard it from another brother saying it, and he was teaching that. We're white, man. We ain't no Jews. We ain't the white, them white folks, them folks that's over there, them the real Jews. So wait a minute. Now, your teacher, before he got locked up, was someone saying that shit. Now, your teacher told a lie, so y'all saying, I thought y'all said your teacher, Dr. York, came to bring 76 trillion years of knowledge, of information, facts. But he was teaching you that before he got locked up. Now all of a sudden he locked up. Y'all went back into the comedic school, and so everything he told you about, we the true seed of Israel and all that, y'all said, no, we ain't. Well, we ain't. Them folks that's over there, them the real Jews. Boy, I tell y'all the fucking truth. See how that shit, bro, but it's like they saying, well, me motherfucker put this money before you, and then, hey, it's been also, it's out there over the internet, y'all, how even these camps, and they've been telling this, a lot of these elders from way back when with one West, they got videos telling you how. Okay, let me do it right fast. I got you hearing this personal conversation. I got you, Dave. Appreciate it, Dave. But going back right fast, brother, I'm going to let Dave jump back in here. And just you can hit one on the thing because we got to hear your conversation because we just try to bleep you out so we won't hear what you got going on. So just hit one if you want to come back in. Yeah, there's videos out there with a lot of the elders, the Bach, Bishop Nathaniel, ISU, what you call it? Israel United in Christ. I got to say the whole thing, and I can't never remember the damn initial. A lot of them was telling these stories about how the Rosicrucians, yeah, they said the Rosicrucians, the white organization, came to them back in the days, talking about with a blank check, and there's certain things they didn't want them to teach. Like certain saying certain names of the Most High, stop teaching saying certain names, and it came with them to, you know, if they would teach this certain doctrine, they would basically say a blank check is meaning, hey, we will fund you whatever you want if you teach this certain doctrine. I'm telling y'all, this all is over the internet. It's over the internet. Brother Zabak with what was it, the House of Israel? Now, what's his name, Dave? What's his camp?
I think it was We Got Next. It's called We Got Next. Or
I think it is
HOK.
Yeah, something like
HOK,
that.
It used to be We Got Next. I haven't heard Zabak in years. Now I'm gonna tell you something that is crazy. Now the leader what's his name? Tazadot.
Tazadot, yeah.
If you go look at it, now listen at this. Before he got locked, before he died, listen at this. I know. I'm a big conspiracy theorist. Though.
Yes, sir.
Y'all know over here we conspiracy theorists. We don't give a damn. It's crazy how you're talking about them getting funded.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know who came up with that story?
Who
now,
is it?
Not you, REI, but the other REI.
Yeah,
came up with that story.
High priest REI.
Yeah, with that 12 tribe chart bullshit.
Yeah.
Now, listen at this. Now, Tazadakia, whole camp got raided. His church, Israelite Church of Jesus Christ, got raided. And the FBI raided his whole compound. I don't know if y'all remember that, but they had a whole raid, and they say he was getting money from, listen at this, cartels.
Damn.
Yeah, this is facts. They had actually talked about it on Sarnetta TV. They actually talked about it. And what's so crazy about this shit is he was married to the two Puerto Rican women who said, and one of them exposed his ass and said that he was, like I said, they was in with that getting money from the cartels and all of them. She said it. She was talking about it. So, yeah, we talking about all that funny money. That's what they're known for.
Yes, sir.
We talk about the funny money that they're getting. Shit, they get that money from, that's what they get. They're getting the fun and money from the dope boys, from the Rosicrucians.
Yep.
All the people.
And the Rosicrucians, y'all know them like Masons, but they more lean to, look up the Rosicrucians in California. Look, they temples just set up just like the Kemetic temples. Yep. But them Israelites, they show. And when Tazadok, they get him on some kind of, was it like racketeering or something, Brother Day?
Now, like I said, I don't know the brother, but there's interviews of people exposing that, how his camp got raided, his whole church got raided.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got him on racketeering and all that shit.
And
you know what's so crazy?
What do you call this?
He died.
Go ahead, bro.
He died. You know what's so suspicious, though? He died right before they was about to lock his ass up.
Yeah,
so who
did he
snitch on?
Is he
in witness protection?
There you go. He might be in witness protection some goddamn way. He turned state on their ass, on somebody's ass. And that's crazy, like I said. And it's crazy for me when I was hearing it. I'm like, wait a minute now. How is Arya, they used to call him High Priest Arya, y'all, not me. High Priest Arya. He was around way elder before him, and he went under his leadership. And here's a fool, he was calling himself the Comforter. I didn't know nothing about him, you know. I heard Captain Zariak them talking about him. I didn't know nothing about him, but he was calling himself the Comforter, meaning like the Holy, you know, in Christianity, whatnot. They call us that's the Holy Ghost, as they might say, or the Holy Spirit. But that's what he was calling himself. Yeah, them fools, they took the money. And what was their name again?
Yeah.
Think about it, Dave. Now, hold up, bro. Say that name again.
Israel
what was the name
Light
of his
Church.
Congregation? Go ahead, hold
Israel
up.
Israel Light Church. Israel Light Church of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ. And you mean to tell me they ain't no goddamn Christian?
Yeah.
Come on, y'all.
Hey, look, but they love them some Jesus. But they say, how shot Jesus is black? Shit.
That's a Christian organization. Don't let them play you.
Yes, I'm
telling y'all, and they don't seen it. I showed them, and I think I showed it on video before. Israel United in Christ is listed as a Christian under organization under the financial status, a Christian organization. And what did they state? What's their mission statement? To bring people to Christ. That's their mission statement.
Yep.
What are they saying when they say Christ? They saying Jesus Christ, as Brother Dave said the other name. Those are Christian fucking organizations. They can fix it up and try to, you know, do all that flipping around the name all they want to. We know what the hell it is. They're Christian organizations. That's why they went on the corner. They tell y'all and preach to y'all, we trying to win souls to Christ. No, I'm going to tell y'all something. You will never hear, brother. I don't know, unless y'all something happen, unless we decide to sell out or something. You would never hear Brother David or myself. Like I said, y'all, unless we goddamn it sell out, but I don't know about that's gonna happen. I don't know if that's happening too goddamn it too soon. But anyway, let me get on my point. Hear us as we say we to not only, meaning what y'all call in the Christian world, they're called Old Testament only. Nowhere you will ever hear us or any brother or sister who say they Tanakh only, a.k.a. or they say Old Testament, talk about we trying to win souls to Jesus or Yahawashah or Yahshua or Yahosha, whatever name they want to play with. Never. We'll never say no shit like that. I mean, excuse me, no stuff like that. Because, again, and I'll be honest, y'all, even when you go back supposedly be historically, right, those first Jews, because remember that first movement supposed to be, now according to the story, the first movement were, that whole movement were made up of what they call Jews at that time. It was made up of Jews. Now this whole movement you see with Christianity is we call non-Israelites. I said I've got to do a class on this breakdown, but I got to make sure I'm trying to get all this right so I can explain it just right. This whole thing about this, we use this word Christ. That's English. It goes back to another English word, as they say too, Messiah. But the Hebrew word is Mashiach. It only means anointed. So when they actually just saying Christ, they ain't saying the man's goddamn last name. They're saying like a title or something, but he's supposed to be, meaning the anointed one or the anointed, right? So when they saying Christ, and most people would see, because here's the day y'all thinking that was his last name or whatever, right? So when they say the word Christ, you actually, and most things, when some of you, they say that, you'll think about so-called Jesus or Yahshua. But technically, if you was damn near talking to somebody who was like us to knock on, and you said Christ, or you wouldn't even say Christ, damn it, really too much to us, but you said the Mashiach, shit, we don't know who you could be talking about. We wouldn't know who you, we like, which one you talking about? Some of y'all might look at Chris and be like, what you mean? Which one? Yeah, which one you talking about? Who you talking about? Were you talking about David? You talking about Solomon? You talking about Hezekiah? Who are you talking about? Because when you understand the original meaning of the Mashiach, meaning the anointed, it was basically anybody was in authority. Like the Levites, you could have been talking about one of the Levitical priests. The would have been, as y'all call, the Christ. Because it's all what it meant. But later through Judaism, the evolution of Judaism, it came to be like they was looking for this superhero type fella, a person to come around to save them. Because when he was being oppressed and going through oppression and slavery, just like here in America, the chattel slavery. And it came to be that they was looking for this person who basically still now, he was supposed to have been like a political figure. Oh, I tell y'all what, it's a good example. Just like today, what's happening in America, when Donald Trump won, and just like what's going on in America, all this chaos and things in America, and just say like the liberals trying to push all this shit, and you got a lot of the conservative or Republicans looking for Donald Trump is the man right now. They looking at, he's almost to them like this messianic type figure who would get in there and overturn or stop these liberals from pushing a lot of their agendas. That's kind of like what in Israel in that time, this so-called Mashiach, because he was supposed to have been a king. Notice, and that's what a lot of, I think, of people miss this, because he talk about he's supposed to have been from the line of David. Now, when they, some people there show this, they talk about you got to come from the line of David, and that was actually Solomon who did come from, that was actually when that first was prophesied, they showed it, it was King Solomon. So, but it was somebody who was supposed to always came from that Davidic kingdom. Out of that, you know, the Davidic kingdom was, you know, the tribe of Judah. So anyway, so when they went through the oppression, through the Babylonians oppressing them, the Persians, the Mede, and but at a time that they say on the first century, when they claimed that Christ was around the Romans, they now remember now, and actually there was no actually actual king anymore or ruler who was of the tribe of Israel. All of these kings now that was ruling during that time were actually what we would call apostolites or converts to or outside people who had converted to what they call the religion of Judaism, and then they were ruling over the nation of Judah, like the if y'all understand about the Maccabees, the Hasmonean dynasty. These were not actual Israelites. The Hasmonean, they were not Israelites. They were mostly Greeks who converted. And then you had Herod. Herod was, they call, a Dumian. But when you read the story, it says he was the king of the Jews. Herod was not actually a bloodline Jew. Y'all get it? He was not a bloodline Israelite. He was actually a, what they call a Dumian. He converted to what they call the religion of Judaism, and he was appointed by the Roman government. He was a puppet, in other words, of the Roman fucking government. Yeah, of the Roman government. So the anybody from that bloodline that had been killed off, well, nobody had ruled. I forgot the exact date off top of the dome. Had ruled as a Davidic king or ruler since the time of the Babylonian captivity. Everybody else out there had been converts, had been ruling Judea. So they was looking for somebody who was going to come, if they thought, so-called thought, was going to happen, a king or another ruler from the David's bloodline who was going to come and was going to, again, be a political leader to come and free them from the hand of the Roman government who was oppressing them. Because all these, all them guys, Herod, King Agrippa, all them worked for the Roman government. They was puppets for the fucking Roman government. Just like we might say somehow these black people today, they puppets. You know, we might see some of these black ass leaders and we call them sellouts working for the, you know, whoever. That's the same thing. Y'all might say, like, well, Dr. King, man, he working for them goddamn white folks and so on. So he working for the Jews. Same goddamn thing back then. Hey, that, like they said, man, Ecclesiastes said, there's nothing new under the sun. Same thing, y'all. Same exact thing. And my brother David, Moray David, was saying earlier when he was talking about these Greek fraternities and shit, y'all, it's the same thing if you know this history. That's why I, you know, you hear me talk about the Hellenistic period. Y'all learn about the Hellenistic period. That's what happened to the Jews at that time. That's the same thing we're seeing today. Why are black, so-called black folks calling themselves African Americans of African descent, but you pledging fucking Greek fraternities? Come on, y'all. Y'all better wake up. Why are they pledging Greek fraternity, but you call yourself an African-American? Hmm? Greeks were invaders of Kemet. Greeks were the invaders of the continent of Africa. So why are you pledging a fucking Greek fraternity and culture? Because when you pledge that bullshit, you know what you do at the same time? When you pledging these different Greeks and fraternities, what are you doing? The people really don't know. You're pledging their gods. You're pledging allegiance to their different gods.
Hey.
Greece, hey, Zeus, hey, Apollo. Go ahead, Brother Dave.
I'm going to put something out there, too.
Go ahead. Do it, brother. Bring it on.
Mega
bring it on.
Sci-fi. Honk is a mega sci-fi.
Huh? Hold up, brother. Hold up. Wait a minute. Hold up. You guys say that one more time. Who is a what?
Brother Ankh is a part of Omega Sci-Fi. Yeah. I just want to add that in there.
A lot of them, Sinjetti, a lot of them brothers were with the Amun-Ra squad, Brother Jabari, all them motherfuckers with them Greek fraternities. Y'all think Coach Freedom just be talking shit about folks. We trying to put y'all up on game. When they say put y'all up on game, y'all the peep game. We say peep game, player. Y'all better peep game and understand what's going on. We talk about history. Study your history and find out. This is some historical shit that we telling y'all at the same time. It ain't nothing new under the sun, y'all. Ain't nothing new under the sun. We telling y'all. We telling y'all peep, put y'all up on game. What's going on?
That's why he sound like a white lady, Brother Jabari. He always talk about he a scholar. It's like he sound like a white lady. He sound like white chicks.
Yeah. And the crazy part, Brother Dave, he teaching y'all all about Kemet, but he still got this. He's happy that he's pledged a Greek fraternity. Come on, these people invaded Kemet now, and they know this. The Ptolemies period, the Ptolemies and shit, Alexander them, and what they told y'all got this. They got this thing. It was a guy named Soter. I forget his first name, y'all. I've been having so much information in my head, I can't remember all this shit off the top of my head. So that's why I have to be telling y'all go look this shit up, man, because I can't remember all this off the top of my head. My memory bank is full, but. In Christianity, they have this thing called soteriology. Soteriology come from this guy who was named Soter. I forget his name. Ptolemy Soter. That's it. Hell, I already said it at first. Ptolemy. He called himself Ptolemy Soter. And he was also made himself like a Christ-type figure, a Jesus-type figure. I'm going to say it like that. A Jesus-type figure, right? A Savior-type figure. And this is what Christianity even spawned this thing. Y'all look it up. And Christian pastors study this shit in seminary schools. Look it up. It's called soteriology. And what is soteriology? Studying of the doctrine of salvation. Y'all know y'all are always Christians talking about salvation, how you're going to be saved. Salvation is. It's soteriology. Goes back, that name goes back to Greek, and it was a dude, Ptolemy Soter, where all that shit came from. Y'all, I'm telling y'all, it's a lot of shit we got, man, going back to them Greeks, them goddamn freaks again. That's why you, understand why they called the so-called New Testament was written in Greek? And brothers, let me tell y'all something too right fast. Don't let nobody, I don't give a fuck if he call himself a Hebrew or a Shebrew or a Tebrew, whatever they want to call him, goddamn. Don't let them keep telling y'all to read no motherfucking Greek Septuagint. Let me say that for the record. A Greek Septuagint, people be trying to talk about this goddamn Greek Septuagint. That was a book they had, the Greeks, to change some wording, to try to distort some teaching from the original Israelites, because what they did, again, the Ptolemies them wanted, and people talk about a Septuagint, they might tell y'all like that was the whole old, as they call the Old Testament. Only the first five books was written, the first was translated into the Greek. And then later all of they might have add the rest of it. But it was, and they was calling the original, now some of y'all might call it the Pentateuch, that's Greek. But they only was the first five books, which they call the Law, the Torah, was written, translated into Greek. They wanted the Book of Law because there was so many Israelites and shit at that time. But they say Jews. I'm going to use their title. They said Jews who converted, who started liking Greek philosophy and a lot of Greek culture and started really just being Hellenized. So a lot of them had forgot, like we talk about in here in America, we lost our language and shit like that. A lot of them just stopped lost to how to even speak Greek, I mean Hebrew, and they got more into the Greek culture. So a lot of it, they did translate. And check this out. Here's the point. Here's the trip part. It was Jews who translated the Torah into the Greek. But when I'm saying don't damn all they trying to get people trying to get you to study the Septuagint, they'll tell you that's the oldest Bible. they bullshitting with y'all. And excuse my language, y'all. They bullshit because what happened was they try to make it like, because what they mean, it was the first Bible that was written. To pay attention, what they're saying without being genuine about it, when they say it was the first Bible, it was, because first, y'all know, like, they was only scrolls, different scrolls and things that was written on tablets and parchment paper. When they saying it was the first Bible ever written, it was the first book, when they talk about the Septuagint, it was the first one that the Greek Septuagint was the first one they canonized. But they took all the writings and they canonized it and made it to one, a library of several books. You got to understand what a Bible is. The Bible ain't nothing but a library of several different writings, poetry and so on. So a library, and I'm saying a library, just book, because Bible only means book. So it's a combination or collaboration of different books. So, yeah, the Greek Septuagint. So when they say that, that was the first one that they canonized, the Greek version. But there always had been, the Hebrew, it never vanished. It just wasn't canonized till later. Then later when the Jews, they canonized their collection of Hebrew writings and put it into like book form, made it a book, which we later had to not. But so when they get to talking about, well, I studied the Septuagint because that was the first Bible. No, motherfucker, they were just the Greeks them put all of theirs in collaboration into one book. But the Hebrews, the Septuagint and the Hebrew Bible was always, they was there simultaneously. It was just simultaneous. But most people, since the Greek was the, but they said a lingua franca at that time, a lot of people did study the Greek. But the Hebrew Tanakh was always there too. Some people kept the Hebrew. Some people dealt with the Greek. But so don't let nobody keep telling you about that, because that Greek, it changed a lot of the meanings. It changed a lot of things. Like, for instance, when you get this shit you be seeing reading in the book of Isaiah 7 and 14, talk about a virgin, which y'all know they said a virgin means somebody who never had sex. But in the Hebrew, that word would not be there. That word virgin would not be there. When said in English, it would just mean a young woman of marital age. And it had nothing to do with a woman who never had sex or a young woman who never had sex. See, that's the trick. And that's why they can play that game. We're talking about Mary was a virgin. She never had sex. I mean, baby Jesus, all that shit. See, that was a game that the Greeks played. That's why when they translate, the Christians love that Greek Septuagint, because it plays into their doctrine. And that is why, again, these camps out here who are Christians keep telling you to study the King James Version only. Because why? King James Version is a Protestant Bible. He's a Protestant Christian. Y'all get it? A Christian. A Protestant is nothing but a protesting Catholic, because Martin Luther, yeah, not Martin Luther King, y'all. He was named after him. But Martin Luther was a Catholic who protested a lot of the doctrine from the Catholic Church, and that's where the word Protestant come from, protesting. He was a protesting fucking Catholic. So anyway, so the Protestant Bible, which most of y'all got, your Bible got 66 books in it that came from the Protestants. So anyway, these King James, they pulled their writings and canonization from the Septuagint because it fit in line with their Christian doctrine. So this is why these camps keep telling y'all to study the King James only, because it fit their fucking doctrine of trying to prove Jesus is the Messiah. He's the Savior. Hell no. But they claim to be Hebrews. They claim to be Jews. Why don't the hell they don't study out of the stone tradition? Brother Dave and I, we both got stone tradition. We have several different versions that we study out of that don't even have a goddamn thing to do with a King James, or ain't got no so-called New Testament, none of that shit in. They got the JPS, that's the Jewish Publication Society. They supposed to say they Jews, we the original Jews, but why do they study out of some of those books? Because they going to say, well, that's the white man books right there. That's them Jews, that's them fake Jews. They published that, but they ain't got that Christian bullshit in their Bible. See, y'all are Christians. See, that's a doctrine. Y'all got to play it now. Y'all better watch them wolves in sheep's clothing. That's all we trying to tell y'all, man. It's deep out here, bro. This shit is deep, man. I mean, it ain't that deep. All you got to do is study and research. If I can find this shit out, y'all, come on, y'all. It's easy. But you just got to stop listening to these damn dumbass people teaching y'all shit to keep you spellbinded. I'm going to give y'all something like this here, and I'm going to let Dave jump back in here. It goes back to what Dr. York said. I got to keep reiterating the truth now. I like what he always said. We got to break the spell of ignorance on our people. Even though I'm not in the Nawabian Nation no more, but that still stands true. We got to break the spell of ignorance on our people. Because just because you got black folks running around here talking about we trying to teach you knowledge, we trying to teach you, bro, they putting keeping your ass under spell of ignorance. In the name of knowledge, that's the cool part about it. They trying to keep you spellbounded and under a spell in the name of knowledge. They're trying to blame and tell you to focus on the white man doing it, but they doing it to your ass. But go ahead, Dave.
Hey,
we got
look,
10 minutes. You can lead us on out of here. You want it, brother? Go on.
Look,
you got it, brother.
Look, spelling, S-P-E-L-L-I-N-G. S-P-E-E-L-L. Hyphenated. I-N-G. Spell. I don't want to break it down like an old school five percenter, but
yes, sir.
I'm gonna break it down, take it back to my old school FOY days.
Yes,
spell in. But put some out there too.
Yes, sir.
Because like Blackstreet said, before I let go. So before I let go, I was glad you brought that up about us reading out the Stone Edition tonight. Listen at this shit. Mm-hmm. When you're looking at the Nation of Islam, they say that King James was a faggot.
Mm.
But they quote more out the King James than the Quran. Same thing with... And all these people were English. King James was an Englishman. He was white. Shit, all these people that, when you're looking at William Tynesdale, John Wycliffe, they were all white men. But they got an issue with white people. These were, they brag on the Scottish and that was King James of what, Scotland? King James of England? All these people, Scottish, English, all these people were Europeans. But then they got an issue with Europeans.
Shalaki, hold up, Dave. Hold up, Shalaki. I ain't going to cut you, but I know you're going to go in. So you, hold up, bro. You wrong on that one. King James was not white, bro. I seen High Priest Daniel Allah, them do a presentation, and they said them Israelite camp showed day. Now, you wrong on that day. I seen this on YouTube that they did a video and said King James was black.
No. King James was a white sister.
Wow, Dave, come on, bro. You got to be playing. So you mean to tell me, Daniel, them Israelites were lying, bro?
King James looked like Victor Newman on Young and the Restless.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Hell nah.
He looked like Jack Abbott somewhere, man.
They said he was an Israelite, bro. I heard
no,
that, Dave.
Won't,
Day, I ain't playing, man. Daniel Allah did a whole presentation years ago, and it's on YouTube, y'all. That they said that King James, the reason he translated the Bible in English, because he was an Israelite.
Get the fuck out of here, man! That's some bullshit, man.
I ain't lying, Day. So you gonna tell us right here on Liberation Tabernacle of Yah tonight? I'll be lying by. I forgot the damn radio show now that King James wasn't black. And I'm going to let you go on after that. But I just had to say that, Dave. That's what they say, Dave.
Shit, that nigga wasn't black. He was white. He was just the whitest damn Jeffrey Epstein. This shit.
O-M-G.
And,
That motherfucker was looking like Joe Biden.
Y'all, Dave back in the house, y'all. Dave is back in the house. I know that's what y'all been missing, Eddie. That's what y'all been missing right there, Eddie. I know y'all been missing it right there.
He was Farad Muhammad White.
Oh, hell no. You went too far that time, Dave.
You know I was going to diss the Nation of Islam tonight. I was going to get my jazz in.
Damn. But that's what they say, though, brother. I mean, so, yeah. I just had to throw that in there when you said you was just going into that, bro. But, you know, yeah, that's what they do. They put all them white folk as, you know, Tisdale, like you said. But I had to throw the King James in there, bro. But go ahead, bro, Dave. God damn it.
But I'm just saying, you know, they'll use the stone edition. Like, if you're really Jew, why don't you use a Torah? Why you want a Bible? Because Bible comes from the Greek word biblos, meaning books. That's just a Greek way of saying it. They love biblos.
The Greek, yep.
Dang. All that shit. They stay quoting out of Romans. They dog the black women, but then they use Romans. And they follow Paul, who was white.
Mm-hmm. And that's why they don't let their women in their congregations teach, because of what Paul said.
Shit, Paul was you know what? We got to do a show about this, how gay Paul was. Because Paul was hanging around a lot of these Greek, and we talked about pedophiles. He was hanging around, just like, for instance, Jesus is another way of saying Jupiter.
Mm.
Shut up. I did a show about it. I need to go dig it up. I got it in the crate somewhere. But Jesus, in a lot of those, like, even with the name Jesus, that's, what is his name, Jupiter?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to do a show on that, man.
We can do something tomorrow, brother. I ain't doing nothing.
Well, we can do it tomorrow night when I get off work. We can set it for 8:00. We can go into this shit. Because all them people that they was worshiping is Greek characters. And we talked about the pedos and all tonight with the Greek worship. But that's what they were. Shit. We go into, look, Titus. They always talk about Jerusalem being captured by Greeks and shit. But Titus was Paul's best friend who destroyed Israel.
We got to bring it up tomorrow day. Yeah. Titus Vespasian.
Shit.
Yeah, we got to go into this history. Because we got 2 minutes, Dave. We got 2 minutes. You want to go ahead and end us out? Hey, bro, we're going to be on tomorrow. We got 2 minutes before we go off. You just, and with the Titus thing, you got to bring it up tomorrow, too.
All right, so I'm going to say, thank you for tuning in to Lions Live Radio with me, Moray David Israel, and Moray Aria Israel. I'm going to lead y'all out with Shema Yisrael, or the Nalahenu, or the Nakat, or Barukata, or the Nalahenu, Malacha Ha'alom, Hamotse Lakamen Ha'aras. I'm going to say Shabbat Shalom and Kwam Yasharalom.
Kwam Yasharalom. Peace to you, Brother Justice. We know you out there. You take care of your business. You're there getting, take care of your business, getting your finances together. Peace to you, too. Bridge, thank you for dropping in when you got a chance to. Your mic over
yes,
there.
Yes, sir. Peace and love,
okay,
brother.
There you go.
All right. See you later, brother. I know you're getting that Michelle Obama money.
Hey. Cut it out. They had to stop that, because that's a real woman. I know, because I took a picture with her, and I held her hand, and I almost touched her behind. Now, y'all need to stop, because that ain't no Michael and all this old crap y'all be saying. Like, that's a real woman. She got children. She got 2 children.
Hey, he also liked Michael Jackson, too.
Jesse, I think you fucked up with that. You said you almost took the homo hell a hand.
Nah, you
just
can go back. You have
day.
To go back. I said that I like the way she wore her hat like Michael Jackson. Now, you can remember I said that. She put on a hat and she had a Michael Jackson kind of like the way he wore his hat. All right, now cut it out with all that, all right? You know what I mean?
Hey, Judge, you shouldn't have said you almost held Michelle Obama's hand in front of Dave because... Yeah. You heard that the other day.
Now he grabbed that.
Say,
you remember that?
Yeah.
Y'all can believe what you want to believe, all right?
I don't know. We will listen to Barack Obama.
I was in the presence of him, so I know that ain't no transvestite and not all crazy.
But Brother Justice, all the thing we did, we were listening to the man who was married to her. How can you, on several occasions, mistakenly and call your wife Michael? I don't know, man. I just
because
don't know.
Y'all misunderstood who he was talking about. He wasn't talking about Michelle.
He's like two
Michael. He was talking about Michelle's brother's name.
He said Michael and I. Then he said Michelle. He said it.
Michelle got a brother. Michelle got a brother named Michael. That's the truth.
No,
y'all need to cut it out. That's where his name, Michael Robinson, and her name
you
used
like
to be Michelle Robinson.
Like,
huh?
You like Michael Robinson and Michael Jackson.
Oh, see? No, look, see? That's all crazy. How you going to be throwing some old boomerangs at me and stuff? You know? Boomerangs. I'm going to come back and hit you in the neck.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you back, Chief. Don't worry. I know you still like Cardi B, and I know you like them Mexican rappers and Puerto Rican rappers that act like they
hell
black.
Hell no. Hell no. Ivy Queen, hell no.
Yeah, that's your favorite one. Anyway, I'm gonna leave it alone, Chief Rabbi, because we about to go off, and I don't want to get nothing started up.
So Justin, that's why he be watching, what's that damn, he said it earlier, Justice. That Mexican channel, that's why he be watching it.
Telemundo,
yeah, that's why he be watching it.
That's
he
exactly
watching
why
he Hispanic women just
pick up on everything. That's why he knows so much about all that, fake blacks.
So he told up on himself on the slick, did it, Justin?
Sure did, because I know. He probably Bruno fans, number one fan, Bruno Mars,
number one fan,
no. fake blacks.
Yeah, he been in love with Jennifer Lopez.
I can't stand
him. He loved Jennifer Lopez before Living Color.
Yeah.
Damn.
Look, I got a roll too, but look, I'm going to holler at y'all again. Hopefully we can get back on another time real soon, all right?
Yeah,
peace
yeah,
and love.
We're going to yes, jump on tomorrow, though, for a little class, though, anyway. They brought us some
okay.
good stuff, though.
Okay.
But you still be on that with Moon, man? You still be going back over
No, there? I ain't messing with Moon, man. Not unless the people request me to come back. But so far,
okay.
he's struggling just to make sense on that show without me on there with him. But that's,
oh,
you
damn.
Know, that's just, I just get tired of being disrespected. And y'all know it, and I just sit there and take
yeah.
it. And I can't really lash out because he's my elder. And then, it's his show, so I have respect. So the only other alternative for me.
Out on the show. Hey, look.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
but no, I just you know I respect my elders, so you know I just let him go ahead.
Man, fuck that nigga. He a coon anyway.
Everybody know, so they like, why are you even over there with him? All he do is kiss white people behind.
Yeah. But, yeah, just let me know when you're off, man. We always can throw up something. You know, let me know when you be off. We can throw up
something. That's what's up. That sounds good. We'll do something soon.
That's why I was asking you the other week. I was like, well, let me know when you're off. I said, well, I guess he busy.
Okay.
He didn't get a chance to hit me back up.
That'll be
all
great.
Right, brother. We ain't gonna hold you up. We gonna give Get ready to get out of here and give me some relaxation. Yeah, I got
to
look up some more of the history.
I'm glad to hear you again, Chief Rabbi, man. Glad you're doing well.
Man, I'm glad to hear you too, man. It's good to hear your voice again, bro. Man, but I miss joking with you, man.
Yes, sir.
Now look, I got the roll. I can't hang in no more. I got the roll, but we'll talk later. Peace and love.
All right. Peace to you. Peace and love, brother. Peace. All
right. See you later, man. Peace and love, bro.
Yes, sir. All right, Shabbat Shalom, Dad. Yeah, I did hit you up when we get off. Then we'll get some tomorrow and do another class tomorrow here.
All right, well, Shabbat Shalom. When I get off work, I hit you up. I hit you up with some articles tomorrow.
Yeah, we can go back into some of this stuff. But like what you touched on about that Paul and Titus. Yeah, we need to go into some of that right there. Show the connection. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. Peace, my brother.
Will.
Yes, sir.
All right. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.